Okay.
Y'all gotta understand. If you don't know yourself, she never will.
Right.
You'll never get to know her or whatever. But it's because that when you don't have the depth within yourself to go deep on something as simple as a painting on a wall,
mm-hmm.
why you wake up every day,
mm-hmm.
why you choose to put your all and everything into your grind,
yes,
why you chose to even take your next breath, and why you did with a purpose, and what that purpose is, and why that purpose, and what it means to you, and everything you do. So y'all directed to your purpose. But it's a certain person you become to achieve what you want to achieve. And once you become that person, every single action beyond that is still up to that same standard.
Yes. Yes.
And because of that, when she interacts with you, when she gets to know you, it will have a certain impact on her. And based on how much you know yourself, how well yourself, and how deep you know yourself, that impact may be different. You might only be able to take her on a date and say, hey, swipe with you on Tinder. Hey, where'd you go? Hey, what's your dog's name? Hey, blah, blah, blah. And then you get lucky enough, she's just as much as a surface dweller as you. And you go, hey, yes, that's just after that. So you've been getting, you don't even, you know, being beneath the surface and thinking so deeply is not for you. And you're not even going to attract and be with women who think deeply as well. See, a lot of the times, I might not even get far with a girl because she can't even reciprocate this level of depth, which is fine. I might friend zone her. We might just talk. She may want me. She may want to have sex with me, but I don't even want her in my space. I don't even want her that close to me.
Yeah, right. This is why I tell you guys, I get bored with women. And if a woman always asks me, what's my biggest issue with women is I get bored with them because of the depth that I have. It's just some women are just on the surface and they're boring. And some women are open to learn new things, and I'm not going to waste my time. But damn, the lines are blowing up. 240, let me bring you up first since you waited the longest. 240, sorry for the long wait, brother. What is your question, man? How can we help you?
Yeah, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Taekwondo? This is DJ from Maryland.
Yeah, what's up? DMV, baby.
Yeah, what's up? So here's the deal, right? I took some time to think about what it is that I really want. And, like, it seems like my desires are actually pulling me into two different directions, right? And I'm trying to figure out what it is exactly that I need to do in a situation like that because, on the one hand, this is about my employment specifically. Like, I'm very thankful for the fact that I got a good job, it pays well, I got good coworkers, I enjoy what I do. But there's a part of me also that believes, like, as long as I'm working for somebody else, I'm not really free, you know? And I was talking about this with one of my male role models, and you know, he's telling me, you know, just like a job is a blessing, you know, and to really appreciate that. And I'm taking his advice. I do, you know, I'm not trying to like just jump out the gate without a plan or anything. Like, but at the same time, I've been like applying for credit. You know, I got a credit line. You know, I've been handling my business as far as my finances going, putting myself in a position to where you know, to actually take that risk, right? And I don't want to risk, you know, a good thing though, you know what I'm saying? Because fucking around, you know, with debt and credit and everything, like I could fuck myself up financially and just be in a worse off situation if I'm only reliant on my business endeavors.
Call it. I would love to tell you about my book, The Adventures of Frisky the Ferret, with Honey Bunny, Tinky the Squirrel, Ollie Alligator, and Sneaky Snake. It was something that I created while I was a security guard, and it was something that I wanted to do children's books. I mean, I have a lot of ideas. I've had a bachelorette business. I had a pressure washing business, a poetry business, but I still work my jobs at the same time. And the reason I didn't leave my employment is because I need to, in order for me to leave, I've got to make triple of what I make on my side business before I leave my regular business. So what I'm saying to you is that here's your problem. You got to stick with your job because that's your income right now. But what y'all don't understand, there's this thing called funnels of income. You're not looking at this the right way. See, the thing I learned, and I learned this from, again, my mentor, funnels. You know, my job, my main job is funnel number one. My poetry, funnel number two. My children's book, funnel number three. My motherfucking pressure washer business, funnel four. My my bachelorette party, funnel five. And for you, I mean, you can do Uber, you can do Instagram, or you got all these funnels. You don't quit. You hustle. See, you got to have a what's called a hustle mentality. So you're all or nothing right now, and that's the problem. You're saying, well,
Right,
and that's what I'm saying. You got to get back to the hustle mentality, the street mentality of hustling. See,
Everything counts. Everything. No crumb left on the table.
Yes, everything counts. Everything counts. So I want you to keep your job, but work your hustles, brother. Don't just cut them off or do one and verse the other. Do them all. Do them all. Because one of them motherfuckers is going to catch. You just don't know what's going to catch, when it's going to catch. T, what say you, brother?
Just like that. It's like, you know, even if you got to imagine, everything is a job. Even as me, you know, working for myself, it's a job. It has responsibilities that come with it.
Yes.
So to feel caged and to feel locked in what you're doing, you're always the captain of your own ship. I don't even give a fuck if I had shackles around my arms. I still would be free.
Yes.
Because I'm a free thinker.
Yes.
Because I think freely. I see freely. My vision, I'm way outside of myself anyway.
Yes.
No matter what cage I was in, even let's say when I was working an older job, I used to put my AirPod in, listen to podcasts while I'm working, come up with ideas. I used to bug my coworkers. Yo, listen to this idea I came up with. Ask my coworkers. I always was bringing something new, always running something against their brain, running against the wall, picking their mind. Even in a depressing, whatever, non-involved, whatever the case may be, I still had my mind. I still was free through my soul, bro.
Right.
And my vision.
Right.
Yeah. And real quick, caller, it's not just that, that what I also did, because I became a free thinker, my mind worked faster than the average guy. Okay, so if you look at what I was doing in the late 90s, I had to hire somebody for a website. I had to hire someone to do my audio and edit my audio, edit my video and all this other stuff. And they weren't moving. Like, my mind was moving so fast. I was getting on their nerves. You know what I said? Fuck them. I'm going to learn how to build my own websites. I'm going to learn how to create audio and video, which I learned from a pimp. Payroll the Pimp showed me how to edit my audios and stuff. But once I learned all that stuff, I was self-sufficient. I didn't need, so I kept money in house. So that means I wasn't losing money. See, I took a few hits and fucked up some websites and shit, but once I knew how to do it, I saved money in house versus put it out.
Got you. So let me, because this is also like a mindset change that you're touching on, because like you said it before, like I was like all or nothing with my shit, right? And for the longest time, that's actually just been kind of like how I operate. And I don't know, maybe that was what I interpreted as like what a man's supposed to do. Like you just like kind of like tunnel vision on the fucking goal and shit. But like what you actually are saying is like this hustle mindset, like you got to you never actually are just tunnel vision on just one thing. You have, like you said, the funnels going all at the same time, right? And so, is that generally applied to, like, basically all your endeavors, like the women, the money, the finances, like all of that, right?
Well, no, okay, let me give you a little depth part over the T. What I'm saying is also this, the studio in my mind, okay, how I talk, how I put flavor in a woman's ears and in her eyes. I lay down tracks. I've been laying down tracks in, like, fourth or fifth grade, or tracks on things that I can access. And all I do is I store those tracks. And then when I'm ready to lay a track down, I just pull what I want to pull. I can pull something from the seventh grade. I did that the other day. I pulled a thought from the seventh grade and cleaned it up and brought it to 2022. But it was still a thought. That's what I'm saying. I'm building and creating in my mind. And it's so much information that I'm storing it in my mind. And I'm accessing it when I want to access it. That's all. This is not complicated. Y'all are making this way too complicated.
Exactly.
You just got to create it. And that's why for you guys that are new to this, that's why you write your thoughts down and then fucking put them in folders. And then when you're ready to utilize or learn a thought, go in your folder, grab the thought out, put that as track one. Then lay down track three. Remember a beat. You want to lay the beat. And or you then you want to lay the rhythm, and you want to lay the bass. You want to lay the, I mean, it's just laying down tracks and then mixing that shit down, brother. It's beautiful.
Because you always want to be who you are. And I'm going to simplify right. that for you. Because let's say you want to be a gangster, or let's say you want to be a boss, or let's say you want to be a professional a basketball player, or whatever the case may be. There's things that these, let's just keep it at the level of titles. There are things that these titles do and things that they don't. So when you say, right. you know, you're go deep on this and then go deep on that, go deep, it's a product of me. You know what I'm saying? It's just a product of who I am. Right. And every level of every situation, everything I touch, which is why, like I said, these videos I see on the internet is just me turning the camera on. If I'm in class, if I'm at the bus stop, at old jobs, it's people who have known me at different times will give you the same description of me, will not even be surprised when they see what I'm doing on the internet. Don't even know I make videos on YouTube. But I'm the exact same person. These videos, the content I create, the conversations I have on camera, it's all me. It's what I do. It's a product of me. It's just a part of me. So when I interact with that girl and then she says, you know what? Well, you know, I connected with him so intimately and so spiritually and da 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 da. And then somebody else watched a video of mine or did a call with ours, and they say, you know what? That was so deep. We had a crazy deep conversation. This is just a product of me, and you're seeing it. So imagine your impact on the world around you through yourself on all levels. Is there consistency? And this is why you are or you are not.
Yes, that's it.
Not sometimes and
mm-hmm. Yes, consistently consistent. All right, 2-4, we got to grab some other calls, but, brother, we appreciate you. Again, just
appreciate
call in.
My call.
But no, man, no, we appreciate you, brother. Great call, okay? We'll throw you back in. Thank you so much.
Sure, buddy.
All right, we got 11 in the queue. God damn, they want to talk. All right, area code 603, what's up? Then we bring in, I guess, the druggies in again. 603, what's
hello,
up?
Hello, hello.
What's up, brother?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hello?
Hello.
What's good? What's good?
Hi, yeah. Doing well. I know Ty. I've been following Ty for a while. I'm in the Patreon gang. But basically, I just wanted to go over a situation that I had that I think, I know I could have done better on that. I know I messed up, but I'm wondering if it's like repairing.
That's the situation. What's going on, buddy?
Okay. So basically, I've been talking to this girl, right? She lives mm-hmm. in my building, whatnot. And, we've known each other for a while. Initially, she asked for my number when I was in a relationship. But anyways, after I ended my last relationship, we just started talking and whatnot. And basically what happened is she would come over every now and then. Like, we started to hang out and whatnot, but nothing really escalated. Like,
caller, can you answer a question? I'm just really curious. What do y'all lions do with the zebras when y'all hang out? What is it like? What do y'all do? When she comes over,
lions and zebras don't hang out like that. They one attacks the other.
Well, no, I'm asking you. You hung out with her. What? And I'm not trying to be a dick here. What do y'all do when you hang out with the food? Like, when she comes over.
I'll explain.
I'm curious.
Like, I learned a lot of things from Ty. Like, you know, we would have very deep conversations. I told her about myself. She was very interested in me as a person. And occasionally there would be nights where she would invite herself over. You know, this and that and that. And basically, nothing really got anywhere to the point where, you know, I wanted it to.
So you didn't want to be a friend. You didn't want to fuck. You wanted to hang out with her, right?
No. Obviously, my intentions. I spoke with Ty about this, but basically, like later on, I ended up like sort of making a move on her, or whatnot, and she was sort of surprised by it. And I told Ty this, and he was like, you know, you probably were better off, you know, telling her initially, like, you know. Like what your intentions were,
right.
or whatnot.
That by being the shoulder to cry on, you're trying to be the dick to ride. It's like she's like, whoa, what?
It's very different. So
no, Ty is right. Wait, caller. Ty is right, and let me tell you, you stat with you. See, I had a rule at my crib: if I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. That was his bottom line. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. So the bottom line is, they would know that. I'm not, if I ain't coming, don't even think about coming to my house. My boys can come over, but you ain't coming over. But what I'm saying is this, you established a friendship by walking on eggshells and beating around the bush. Ty was right.
I did.
You would have just, if you, but now, but you can't undo an impression. You set up an impression in her eyes that you're a good guy. You're nice. You're sweet. You're kind. You're warm-hearted. I can come and talk to you. Man, I just love you.
I
just
go over
brother.
There at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We don't even
yeah.
want to have sex.
But, hey, with my titties.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah, my titties popping out of my damn turtleneck and everything. And you're going to sit there, and we're going to be the best of friends. Eat popcorn, and, oh, man, we even get to laugh. Really?
Yeah,
so,
no, I do understand what you're saying.
Wait. Is this question about this chick right now? You about to ask a question about her?
Yeah, that's
hey! We're going to skip to the line, and let's go ahead and call her. You ready to call her?
Yeah, I can call her, but I need
all
to
right.
know, like, what to say.
We're
going to
tell
there's
you.
No problem with that.
No, we're going to tell
on,
you. We got you. No, don't call yet. Wait. Stop. Don't call yet.
I'm not calling.
We didn't tell you what to say yet. We didn't tell you what to say yet. Now, when are you free? Friday or Saturday? When are you free?
I'm free tomorrow.
What
she
time
wants
tomorrow?
To hang out with me, but, like, I reject because I don't even want to just see her
call
just to hang
her.
Out. So.
Call her. Hold on. Let me get my paper. Hold on, call her. Look, let me get it. I got to tell you, follow the direction, okay? They pull out my paper.
I'm going to listen.
All right. I always say see, spot, run, okay? Just listen to what Uncle Ty and Uncle C's going to
script.
Just follow the script, okay? See, spot, run, okay?
You, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
When you call her, I want you to say, what's up, sexy? And you know what? Why are you laughing?
Okay.
What's the
why are you laughing? See, you take yourself as a joke, so how's she supposed to look at you?
Why do y'all laugh at that shit?
No, Steve, they be thinking this shit is funny or something.
I don't understand. No, do you want to fuck with you? I don't understand.
You're good. I'm listening.
I know, but this shit.
Oh, my God.
Man, no.
Probably never
relax,
caught a...
Relax.
Have you ever been called a woman sexy? Have you ever caught a woman sexy to her face?
I go out all the time. Like,
but why
are
you laughing?
I mean, the daughter is sexy to her face. What's up, sexy? Is that you?
Okay, fine. I could say, bro. I just sort of did it to, like, in this situation I didn't do things the way I usually do, and I think.
All right, let's keep going. What's up, sexy? Listen, we've known each other way too long. It's time to stop playing games. I want you to come over here. Listen, you know I'm interested in you. You know I'm trying to get at you. I want to spend some intimate time with you Saturday at 7 o'clock, whatever the fucking time you're free.
See, spot, run.
Okay, you ready?
That's all I'm going to say?
That's all you need to say.
That's all you need to say, yeah.
What else is there to say?
Channel 5, the weather.
Okay. Hold on.
That's it. It's simple.
Hold on. Wait, I think there's something I need to also tell you before we do this that's important.
I need to bring it up. What's that?
Okay,
so
basically, there's
one
time.
No, I'm going to tell you to say the same thing, but go ahead and tell us your excuse. What do you want to tell us?
No, I'm not giving an excuse. I have a feeling it might alter what we say or, like, you know, I just also need to understand this for myself, too. So basically, there was one time when we were hanging out, whatever.
Okay, stop. I want to hear that. Just call her and tell her. Yeah, all that shit you say.
No, I have to. This is important.
You about to pour a bowl of excuse for a crunch.
Come on, man. Why are you going back? Come on,
there's
man.
No excuse. Please.
And why are you telling
just
us about something that doesn't matter? All right, tell
bear
us the story.
Me. Bear with me.
Go ahead and tell us the story. Go ahead and tell us the story. What happened?
Okay. So, like, there was a time we were talking, and, like, it was about relations and whatnot, right? And I asked her, like, you know, what are you looking for in a guy? Like, what kind of characteristics and whatever it is, right? She told me she was looking for her soulmate, and
I don't give a fuck what she's looking for. Call her. Fuck what she wants. She just okay. Call her. Fuck what she wants. Now you got that out the way. Can you please call her right now and say what we told you to say now?
What are you looking for?
Yeah, fuck what she's looking for, man. You got to stop that cake shit. Go ahead, call her and tell her to bring that sexy ass down.
Ain't an e-date, bro.
Yeah.
This is not an e-date.
Yeah, this is not. Yeah, we've been waiting way too long.
Joke.
Yeah, it's been way too long. You know I'm trying to get at you. I want to spend some intimate time with you Saturday. Wear something sexy.
Okay, I'll do it.
Instead
hold on.
I'm going to be in like 12. I told her, I said, wear something tight.
Yeah, wear something tight or something loose. I mean, come
wear
on.
Wear something
man.
Loose.
Come
yeah,
on, man.
I was literally 12 years old, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like, what do you want me to wear?
Caller. Hold on. Go ahead, call her, man.
Okay, I just need to know. Okay, let me just, like, preface this. So basically, I'd be like, hey, what's going on? Like, what are you doing Saturday?
Listen, are you a
hey, what's going on? Are you, what's up, sexy?
What's up, sexy?
What's up, what's going on?
Okay, I got it. I just got to get my mind in the right.
Who are, like,
come on, man. What's up, sexy?
Do you roar or do you bark?
Okay, I got you, guys. I just need to get in this frame of mind.
What's your balls
drop?
Hey, what's
come
up,
on,
sexy?
You hear him? Your balls just fell from your stomach.
Okay.
Talk to
hey,
him.
What's
come
up,
on.
Sexy?
Yeah, wait,
what
relax.
What are you doing?
No, slow down.
Let's relax. I don't need my heart rate.
All of this matters. It's going to be music to her ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Play the right tune. Play the right sound.
Top track. All right. So what's up, sexy?
Yeah.
What's up, sexy? It's been too long. You know I've been trying to get at you. This is what we're going to do. Saturday, 7 o'clock. Come on, bring that. Come on down, because, like, you know, I want to get, hey, let's get to know each other in a more intimate way. Let's get together. Let's see where this is going
to
go.
Okay. Trying to get to know you.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not trying to get to know you. We're going to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. We're going. Okay. Good.
And if she's asking this is coming from, hey, listen, if she's asking where this is coming from, say, listen, I'm tired of playing games.
Fine.
Yeah. And no, just relax, man. I know you get a little nervous right now. Relax. Just follow the playbook. Let her know. And listen, and I don't want to waste no time. Listen, this is a man's shit. If she says no, I'm not interested, say, hey, well, then take care. Because I don't want to waste your time or my time. Fuck all that friendship shit.
That's fair.
It's
real.
I mean,
even right now, like, I don't even, like, I ignore her when she talks to me.
Okay, call her. We'll talk about that later. Call her now.
Okay. I just need to make sure I don't fold on the phone.
You better not fold. Hey, you want to fold with us? Don't fold. Keep your eye on the prize, baby. You want that ass down there Saturday. Tell her to wear something sexy so you and I can get together. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I always got to be this girl. Hey, what's up, sexy? Been trying to get... We're going to get to know each other.
Hey, what's up, sexy? Listen, what's up, sexy? The reason why I'm calling you is because it's been way too long that we've been playing these games. You know I'm trying to get at you. So what I want you to do is I want you to come and see me Saturday so we can move this thing.
Okay, I'm listening. Like, the reason I'm calling you.
The reason why you're calling is because, right, just write the reason why I'm calling you. Just go from that point. The reason why I'm calling, right? Then you let her know that, listen, I'm not about friendship. I'm trying to get more intimate with you, and I want to spend some more intimate time. I want to spend some intimate time with you Saturday. Come on, Saturday, 7 o'clock. I'll have the wine. I'll bring the wine. You bring that sexy body.
I want to spend intimate time with you.
You bring the wine. No, I'll bring the wine. You bring that sexy
wine.
Body. Yeah, I bring the wine. You bring that sexy body. And listen, if she says anything other than okay, then you just let her know, you know what, I sorry for wasting your time.
Okay, no problem. That's fine with me. Hey, I don't really care.
Now listen, if you get her answer machine, you put that shit on her answer machine. Don't run for this shit.
Okay, I'm not running, bro. Everybody here folds. I'm going to make the show worth it for everybody, you know?
Know that until you click over. Go ahead and click over and do that shit.
I'll show. Okay. Hey, what's up, sexy? The reason I'm calling is because
Is because
I'm not
what?
About friendship.
Wait, it's because what? No, I'm not. No, we've been friends. Hey, the reason why I'm calling you is that you and I have been playing games for far too long. We've been playing all these bullshit games for far too long. You know I'm trying to get at you. You think I want to be your friend? I'm not here to be your friend. I don't want you to say it to her because you ain't ready for that level. But I'm just saying, let her know what it is and lead her. Tell her what to do.
Okay, yeah. So, hey, what's up, sexy? The reason I'm calling you.
Okay, I'm just reading it.
Just call
and go. Because she's going to might throw some questions at you. So remember, if she's asking, why are you doing this now? Why didn't you say this when we first met? You better be able to answer that shit.
Okay, I can cope with something on the spot. I can.
All right, go. All right, let's go then. Let's eat.
Okay, all right. Let me...
We'll be quiet.
Okay. Is there a way I can, like, add her, like, through a FaceTime call?
Brother, call her. You got her number.
Okay, the reason I'm saying this is because, like, she lives high in the building and her
stuff. Don't give a fuck if she lives on Mars.
Okay, fine, whatever. I'm just trying to make this effective. Okay, fine, whatever. All right, let's do this shit.
Just do
Let's fucking go, guys. I got this.
Dial the phone number and emerge it. You know what I'm saying? We'll be quiet as fuck while you get your buckets. See, spot run. You trying to figure out, dude.
Wait, hold on. I have to add it. It put you guys on hold when I called.
Brother, just
yes,
oh
emerge
yes.
it.
Emerge
bro.
It, brother. Come on. Y'all got phones and shit. Come on.
Could have forgot how to pay his bill.
Hey, what's up, sexy? Are you there? Hello? 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 Oh, wait, okay, hold on.
Oh, he got scared and ran the fuck off. Okay. God, oh my God, man. Hi, Isaac.
Hold up, baby.
What the fuck was that?
Guys, when you
hear a bang, that means you leave a fucking message. You'll be like, what's up, sexy? Hello? Hey, guys. She's there.
She probably had her shit on Do Not Disturb, so that first call went straight to voicemail, bro. You got to know what you...
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm
saying? All right, let's get to the next caller. 714, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, I have a question for Ty.
What is your question, sir?
So I was watching the Allegory of the Cave video, and I was just wondering, how can I, like, find my own filter, I guess, and see through it? Because I was having a problem figuring that out.
Well, as far as the filter goes, I don't know if you watched, like, the full video, you know what I'm saying, when I was talking about the filter and its parts. But you have to analyze yourself from the outside in and ask yourself, why do you think the way you think? Why do you do what you do? And who taught you that? Because growing up, you were just a sponge. Then you absorbed everything. So the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the black, the white, the judgments, the perceptions, the preconceptions. So you may clean your chicken a certain way when you're making food, but you don't know why, because your mom did it that way, and your mom's mom did it that way, and your mom's mom's mom did it that way. So these are the learned behaviors and learned preconceptions that you carry with you every day. And the whole idea of the filter is the sort of lens that you view something, whether that filter is in blue and red or black or white or sharpened or fisheye view or whatever the case may be. But you need to see why you see things the way you see them.
Mm-hmm. Caller, what is it that you're trying to learn, caller?
Well, I'm trying to learn, like, how to find my own filter, because, you know, I was having problems understanding the third level. You know, I'm stuck on the second level, and so just, like, trying to figure out my own filter, I was having a problem with that. I didn't know, you know, like, what to ask myself in order to figure out what my filter was.
Okay. All right, well, caller, I was able to answer your question and stuff. We're going to grab some other calls, but you're good to go, 714?
Yeah, thank you.
I respect. Good call, sir. Thank you very much. Area code 469, what's your question, sir? What's up? 469, going once.
Oh, or, yo, yeah. I forgot I was on the phone. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on, sir?
All right, so I'm 16, and, like, I'm in high school and shit like that. I be clean as fuck, like, every day. It's just like I had a bit, but then I had got caught up with her friend, so I stopped talking to her. But I don't really want her no more anyway. But it's just like this bit, I be looking at her and shit like I'm trying to shoot, but she be around her friends all the time. Like she be around a bunch.
Okay, she's not around her friends. All right, call her. She's not around her friends right now. You ready to call her?
No, I don't got her number. I don't got her number.
But then,
can you get a number from one of your friends?
Like, I ain't had the time to shoot.
Can you get a number from one of her friends?
Can you get her number from one of her friends?
No, I don't know her. Like, this a whole... I was just telling y'all, like, that I get this.
It doesn't matter
like,
what you
do. They don't know each other.
Well, okay. You see her...
So, right? No.
Right. So, why don't you just ask her for her... Don't ask for a number. Give her your number. Tell her to call you. Tomorrow.
No, I haven't talked to her yet.
Why? Don't make this harder, bro. Don't make this harder. Don't make this hard on yourself. Don't make your life harder. That's it.
Can you just follow
It ain't got to be complicated. It's going to be as complicated as you make it.
Just when you see her, tell her you want to get to know her and call you, okay?
No, but I'm saying, though, like,
what the fuck
she
are you
be with
saying,
her friend. Like, she be in the group. She be in the group 24/7.
Man,
like,
I don't get it. She's around 20 women.
All right, listen. If she's in the group, do you speak a different language?
Jesus Christ.
What makes you so much harder to understand and say what you got to say in the group?
Yeah, why can't you just say what you want to say, man? Why do you care what the group thinks? Hey, caller, if you're worried about the group, say, can I talk to you for a second and take her away from the group and say, you know what, I'm trying to get at you. Here's my number. Call me. That's it.
Hell yeah. Oh,
okay.
God.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay? Not complicated. Don't complicate this shit.
What were you going to do? Grab her arm, take her to the side.
There's a fire.
I've been trying to get at you because you're always with your friends, so this is the only way I can do it. I didn't think of nothing else. My common sense didn't tell me to ask you to just talk to the side real quick. My common sense made it harder. This is why people be saying, y'all be liking common sense. It's simple, bro. She's with her friends. Get her away from her friends.
Yeah.
You want to get at it. You want to bag
it. It ain't mean like that.
Stop. It is like that because you made it like that. Stop sweating the shit and just do it, young man. Be about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. So tomorrow, when she's with Jan and Tamika and Portia and Mercedes, you just say, hey, look, let me talk to you for a second. Just pull her aside, man. That's what men do.
It be niggas in the group, too, though.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck if it was sheep, goats, lions, zebras, elephants, and chimpanzees.
Why Why do you care about who's in the group? Pull her aside.
I don't know.
Hey, okay, listen. Don't do it. Just get your
binoculars.
And everybody in the group. Keep being a creep.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ty. Well, that's a daffodil lady, and she...
They probably know the last names of everybody in the group, their social security.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Yes. I'm watching her move always. I need to write that down. She's moving to the right. Okay. Now, lay on your stomach and keep your feet up, man. Don't, if you ain't going to talk to her, don't talk to her. Then talk. If you're going to do it, man. Why is it so hard?
Well,
there's a Bigfoot, and there's a Sasquatch, and there's a Loch Ness Monster in the group, and I'm afraid. Man, fuck them motherfuckers.
The monster's going to kill me when I walk over here.
Okay.
Yeah, see, yeah.
My bike.
All right, 469, let your nuts drop. You all right, brother. Do that shit. 310, what's up, brother? You got it. What's up, man?
Yo, it's me, 435.
Yes, yep. It's you, sir. What's up? What's up, brother?
All right, for sure. So I'm over here and I'm passing by this candle soap little fucking table and shit that they're selling that stuff. And I fucking love smelling stuff, so of course I fucking start smelling the smells and shit. And then the chick, she comes to me, and she like smiles, and then I'm just like,
Wait, caller, is this a chick that works there, or is this a chick that doesn't work there?
Yeah, works there.
She works there. Let me show you something. You see, when you go into a candle store or any store, the people that work in the store have got to smile and be friendly to you because they're trying to sell you something.
Okay.
She's not smiling at you because she wants to suck your dick. She's smiling because she sees a mark that can buy a candle. Do you
okay.
actually
let
think
me tell you, let me elaborate a little bit more. So I smell the candle, and then she talks about how she really likes that I like smelling things. She's like, oh, that's fucking sick. And so I'm like, yeah, it's probably one of my favorite senses, but I like visuals too. And then we're just like locking eyes at this point, like giving me the fuck me eyes type shit.
And then what?
She starts
the number,
me,
right?
Like, what do I do?
Gave her number, right?
Let me explain.
Give her number, or did you give
her? What do I do?
Did you get her number, or did you give her your number?
I asked her for her number.
And what happened?
And then she tells me, she does a long M. She goes, I have a boyfriend.
You want to know why you have a boyfriend? Because a creepy, weird motherfucker is going to tell her they like smelling shit. That's creepy to a woman. She's saying to herself, oh, my God, let me hurry up and get this fucking sale so I can go in the back and scrub my fucking body.
I mean, she gave you the most basic excuse.
Oh, my God, man.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, man, she doesn't want to fuck with you. Like,
well, yeah, I really like and I really enjoy the smell things. Can I smell you? That's what you're saying. Can I smell you? Are you a scratch and sniff?
You smell good, too.
You smell so good. When you walk away, if I was over your house, I smell your panties and everything.
What should I do better?
Listen.
You smell good. You got cooties. You got cooties.
I need help, as you can see.
Stop going into stores smelling shit and then telling the woman that's trying to sell you shit that you want to smell shit.
The moment she would have said that to me, I like that you like smelling. Now I would have looked at her like she was fucking crazy.
Exactly. What the fuck you mean smell shit?
The fuck you just say to me?
Manager?
I looked at her like she got 10 heads. What?
Yeah, dude, but what? Yeah, she. Hey, what
go do, back to your boyfriend.
Yeah, what the fuck? Go eyes are like, yeah. He said she had fuck you eyes and shit. The fuck is that shit? Guess she didn't want to fuck you, huh?
Yeah, yeah, no, she wants you to get the fuck out of the door. Want to fucking call the cop?
You like smelling
shit. Eye contact is like critical. So we did not stop looking at each other, bro.
Why the fuck would you tell a woman you smell shit? Why would you tell a woman you like smelling
shit? That's the truth. I fucking love smelling shit. I love you.
Dude, please, hey, please keep that up in the attic. Do not tell a woman that shit. Please. Do not tell a woman that shit, please. I beg you. Please do never tell a woman.
You think you're a canine? Shit, I got a perfect job for you, bro. Go down to your nearest police district and go in there and tell them you like treats. You can smell a bag of coke from a block away, and they'll put you right in TSA. You're right there with the suitcases.
Find me like that on the street,
suitcases in the Ziploc bag.
Hey,
make
so,
some money and be around women.
I'm sure I need to enroll myself into the I don't fucking know what it's titled, but it's 120 in the Patreon, right, my guy? To get the personal cater mentorship.
Yes.
Please do that. Because
your game cannot
sounds
be
good.
I like smelling.
Yeah.
My God, don't do right, never tell him you like smelling shit. Never tell me like smelling shit. Please, man, please don't say that shit. Please don't tell a woman
all
that
right,
shit.
Well, y'all be hearing from me. I appreciate you.
Well, I hope so, but I don't want to hear I like smelling shit.
He ain't care. I like smelling things.
Man, stop smelling shit. Get that weird ass shit, man. Stop doing that shit. All right, let's bring the next caller and smell it. God damn it. All right, let's bring the next caller. Air code 224, sir. What's up? How can we help you?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir. How can we help you? Oh, okay. Well, he hung up. Air code. Oh, wait. No, you are. 224. What's going on, brother?
Fuck. Okay. Holy shit. I didn't actually expect to be called.
Take a deep breath. Okay. What's going on?
All right, so low-key, I'm like 17 and I'm in high school right now.
Okay, cool.
And
cool.
My problem is like I want to learn how to really like prioritize kind of type shit because like prioritize like because I get there, like how do I say like I wanna bring a lot of change into my life.
Relax. Let your voice roar.
Yeah,
roar.
You're good, Cole. You're good. You're
I
good.
Blank blank. Just say it. Be direct. Let go.
I've been wanting to bring change into my life because I'm not exactly happy where I've been. And I feel I fall very easily into distractions or my pleasures.
Okay.
And I want to know how to stop that or how to catch it. Cause
no,
I feel
no, no.
Like I,
yeah, do y'all hear how his voice changed from that? Just let that shit roar.
Let it roar.
Just be real. Just be direct.
I've seen your video, Ty, how where you say that you gotta stop being on like the passenger seat, and I feel like I'm so comfortable being in the passenger seat, and I want to change that, but I'm just too comfortable. I just can't catch it myself.
Let me tell you why you wouldn't get out the passenger seat. If the car drives off a cliff, the car you're in that your life is on the line for. If that car drives off a cliff, I will much rather say I made a bad turn than just be asleep and then I die in the same car. That's why you have to grab the wheel. Your life is in your hands, bro. You don't have a choice. You better change the direction. You better grab the steering wheel because otherwise life will pick for you. And guess what? As everybody says, life can be a bitch or life can be your bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is the problem that you're having, young man?
I feel like I get too distracted. Like one of the previous callers says, like lust. I feel like I get way too distracted with that. Like at times I'll commit myself to like being on grind and I'll do it for a bit. But like even if like a random ass chick will just come out of nowhere and I'll drop things. And I hate that I do that.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place.
Uh-huh.
I'm not uploading a YouTube video on live or doing, you know, something that's important to me. I'm not at the gym fucking some ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably lifting the weights. I'm probably coming up with the thumbnail or the title. I'm probably recording. I'm probably brainstorming. I'm probably studying. It's the time and the place, bro. So even if you want to make time for women in your life, there's a time and a place. It should never be at the forefront of everything you think about and do.
Okay. And, like, one other thing, like, I wrote this question down. It's like, I feel like I see a lot of things where it's like you have to have self-discipline and that it's, like, the best form of self-love. And I want to have that. But how do I gain the willpower?
Okay, call it. All right, call it. This is what I want you to do. Call it. This is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, can you go to a toy store or Walmart tomorrow? Is there a way you can get to a Walmart or a toy store?
Yeah, probably.
Or a dollar store somewhere. Is there a way you can get to one of those?
I can go. Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is get a 100-piece puzzle set. Okay.
100.
I want you to go there. Yeah, just get a 100-piece puzzle set. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to dump the pieces on the table that you're going to put it together. Rip the box up and throw the box away. Okay. Just rip the box up and throw it away. And take your time and put that thing together. It's going to take time, okay? But what it's going to show you is the beginning process of communicating with yourself. One of your biggest issues I can see in you right now is that you're not communicating with yourself. You're not having personal conversations. If you listen to Ty earlier and myself earlier, we talk to ourselves all the time, all the time, all the time. So what we've got to get you to start doing is to focus more on the communication that you have with yourself by doing just certain basic things like that right there. Just start that little small process, buddy, okay? Because I see where you're going, but I don't want you to get I don't want this to beat you up because you are 1 year away from stepping into the world. So we've got to make sure that the transition that you have right now will be an easier transition when you're 18, I guess when you graduate. Because the world is going to be a very hard place for guys that don't believe in themselves, okay?
Definitely.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, young man. Well, we wish you the best of luck, okay? If you need us, just let us know, okay, my brother?
Thank you. Thank you, man. Just wanted to say, I really love your videos, Ty. Like, thank you. Like, you've literally opened my eyes about so many things, and I'm just grateful for you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Dojo, baby. All right. Good job. Great call. All right, dojo to the moon, brother. Hey, all right, let's go area code 513, then 305. 513, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good,
yo, what's up? Yo, I had a question. So I just got a relationship. Been dating for like 1 year. You know, we just broke up like Sunday. I'm just trying to see, like, what's the best way to overcome, like, heartbreak and just stay focused.
Okay, she broke up with you? She broke up with you?
Yeah.
All right, why'd she break up with you? Why'd she dump you?
She basically told me that, like, she wanted space and that she was focused on herself.
Oh, another guy. Ooh, another guy. Okay. All right. And how old are you, young man?
I'm 22.
Okay. And you're kind of hurt right now, right?
I mean, I'm not for real hurt, but I'm going to be honest. Like, I thought I was going to marry her. And all that.
No, you didn't know that.
But it's my first girlfriend, so I never had like.
Right. I understand your first love. I mean, I was 13 and she was 24. Yeah. My first love. I was 13, she was 24. So I get it. I always talk about my cake ass story. I tell you, I was in love with it, but she taught me game though. She taught me some shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that. That I fell in love with when I was 14 and she was 25 and dumped my ass, but she was teaching me a lesson. And that it was the best lesson in the world because it showed me game. But what I was saying is I was crying like a little bitch. I was holding on to pillows, listening to sad songs. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning. My parents like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I was waiting by the telephone for her to call and shit. I was caking like a little bitch. But the good news is there was a lesson in that. And it was the best lesson I learned. And she was showing me the drug of what the drug will happen. And that's the drug of you. when you lace a woman with your drug, they're going to lose their goddamn mind. See, I didn't know my mind could be lost like that. Because every time I was playing my video game, she was giving me head or doing something to me. So every time I was playing a video game, I was thinking about her and shit like that. I mean, she laced me. I'm telling you this for being real. I'm being honest with you. But you know what? No, I'm saying it for me was good because I took that and I said, I'm never doing that again. I'm never going that way again. Never going that way again. But I also realized in the lesson that I needed to learn game. I needed to know more bedroom game. I needed to know more bedroom skills. So instead of someone throwing the pussy on me and me getting hooked on the pussy, I got to get them hooked on the dick. That was the thought process. So then I started working more towards more game on the sexual side that I realized that, okay, I got, all right, you got me. I got one, right? Only one time.
Right.
But you've got to look at that. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. Just take it as a moment and experience. And mostly every man out there is going to fall in love one time with the first piece of pussy or something or whatever. But what I'm saying to you, young man, is learn from the experience. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be waiting for that woman and all that. You got to move forward even when it's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing. It's so hard. But you got to do it.
Yeah. No, you're right about everything. I was just saying, but she still wants to, like, see.
Not, well,
she wants to see, like, come around and see me. And I was like.
Wait. Is it see the fuck or see the hang out? Wait, is it see the fuck? Wait. I don't give a fuck if she's Muslim. Wait. What do y'all guys always say? Wait. You understand that these women that have all these religious things that they can't do it because they're religion? You want to know why they fuck guys like us, even if they are religious?
Well, no, we already had.
I'm just saying that you brought up religion as a excuse fairy crunch. Excuse. If she already fucked you, her religion ain't stopping you from fucking again. So remember. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. I'm not hanging. What the fuck do I get out of hanging out with you?
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah.
T, what say you, man, after my cake ass story and shit? What say you, T?
Exactly. Yeah, you got to realize you suffering from withdrawal.
Yeah.
She says she wanted space. Shit, that lets you know that the impression of y'all being together was suffocating her. It was too much.
Yeah. You were.
Rather than her leaving her wanting more.
Yes.
Mm. You know, you're right. Yeah, that was you want to see every other day. Like, we was hanging out like 4 or 5 times a week.
But you were helicoptering. You wasn't giving her space. Okay, when a woman says we need a break, it's either because you're helicoptering or because your fuck game is so bad that another guy who has a mouthpiece came up and like, "What's up, sexy? Hey, that motherfucker is what? You know, what's up, sexy? You know, why don't you come over to my place and all that stuff?"
Gave her a new challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
New fun.
Yeah.
You trying to marry her, dog. I mean, you locking her down. You probably talking about, well, we going to get a house and we going to have 2.5 kids.
Yeah.
Knees and
your
testes.
Fighting the
dragon
in the background.
Babe, some more blankets. It's so cold on my side. Find some more blankets.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I was
taking
the juice, but yeah.
She leaned back on the couch like this, man. I can't wait. Give me that beer. Oh, man.
And we're going to have the best time, and we're going to have a big wedding, and our parents are going to be there, and we're going to have the cake.
We're
going to
have white birds.
We're going to throw the doves in the air. Our unity's going to be great, and we're going to go to Hawaii, and we're going to have 5 kids. She's like, bitch, what the fuck? She's smoking out the window.
Oh, man.
No, you can't be doing that. You can't be taking that shit, man. You were the feminine one in that shit. She should be talking to you about the wedding and the doves and all that shit, man.
The only reason, okay, but to be real with y'all for a second, though, she only reason I considered doing it in the first place, she was a virgin. And I was like, you ain't going to find a virgin anywhere else. I actually took her card.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here y'all niggas go. She was a virgin. She had two bodies. She had three bodies. She had four bodies. She had seven bodies.
Right,
she had 12.
Right.
She had 12.
Oh,
bro,
man.
You never know.
You never know.
Never know. She could have one body. Listen, she could already have a body, but not have her cherry popped.
Yeah, and some of the religious, and some of the religious ones I used to fuck, they wouldn't give up the virginity, but they gave up they did anal sex. They're like, I want to save my
anal head,
jerk you off, all that. They just want to say, but so there's different women doing different things, man. So, but you got caught up in the thing. You got
caught up in what she's saying, man. What's she doing?
Yeah,
I'm a virgin, but I'm going to give it to you in like 2 days.
Yeah, he's like, and I will always love you. He's singing to her.
I mean, I'm a low-key believer because...
How long did it take you to fuck?
All right, y'all, hold on.
How long did it take you to fuck?
It's going to be like months. Oh man!
I said,
it could be, because we met like last March. I waited till like, no, it was more like 4 months for real.
It's cool. It's cool, man. You had the time. I'm assuming you had it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, brother. Hey, brother. Listen, brother. Just charge that shit to the game, bro. We got to grab other calls. Charge that shit to the game, man. Yeah, man. Hey, it's all good, man. Hey, look, no hanging out.
She got you.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. Hey, baby, if I can't come, you ain't coming over. Hey, all right, let's practice, okay? I'm going to call you. Ring, ring, ring. Pick up the phone. I'll be her. Pick up the phone. Say hello.
Tell you to the moon.
Hello. No, wait, motherfucker. Pick up the phone. Wait, no. We're going to do a role play real quick. I'll be her, and you tell me what you're going to say to her, okay? Ring, ring, ring. Pick the phone up. I'm calling you.
All right, now, okay. Yo, what's up?
Pick the phone. Hey. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How you been?
Oh, I'm fine. Well, I was wondering if we can hang out tomorrow like we used to.
I don't know if we can do it no more.
Yeah. Well, why can't we?
Because you know why. You're playing these games.
Well, what do you mean? God damn
you
it,
know.
Look. Look, I got a rule in my house. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over, okay? That's it. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming over, okay? Now take two. That's it. Action. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi. It's me.
What you want?
What's wrong? Why are you mad?
I'm not mad.
Well, you sound like something's wrong. Hey,
Steve, look at the text message I just got.
Okay. Can I come over?
I'm about to craft this. Hold on. Wait.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Can I come over?
It's 12:08. It's 12:08 my time.
All right. Can I come over? Can I come over and hang out?
A wise man once told me, if I ain't coming, you ain't coming over.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for it to come through, T. Oh, it ain't come through yet.
No, I got it on my screen right here.
Oh, yeah, your screen. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me look. Let me see what you got. Let me blow it up a little bit.
That shit
blurred. All right, yeah, it's blurred. It's rugged. Yeah, shake the phone a little bit. Let's see. Shake it. There you go. Hey. Come here. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
Tough.
That's what I'm saying, man.
No, listen, we grinding, though. We're going to put in some more time, man. They don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grinder, bro.
I'm a grinder. You understand that?
I'm a grinder, chat.
Yeah, caller.
Yeah.
Tough.
You see how that works?
Cause like you can't have her trying to come over here just hanging out like buddy. Like we in the same bed, just hanging out as friends watching.
I might have to go, Chad. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm
trying to hang it up.
Yeah.
No, Chad, I'm not ending. I'm a grinder. Oh God, I'm a grinder. 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 Oh God, we putting the work in.
Let me see if I can. Hold on, wait. Let me see. By the way, I got you, T. Hold on. Let me see if I can do that. Fuck you, T. Hold on. Let me see if I can do that. Hold on, T. Hold on. T and I shell is done. Here we go.
Come on, man.
There we go. All right. There you go. See that? Hey, look, AT. T with the question mark in the bottom.
Tough. Couldn't even wait. Couldn't even wait.
Hey. So, hey.
Couldn't even wait, man.
So call it. Call it. Just remember, we ain't fucking capable. We got to grab some other calls, brother. So,
Yeah,
all right, 513, appreciate you, man. Get them nuts, let them nuts drop. Error code 305, then 909. 305, what's up?
Not much, Steve. What up, Ty? Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Chilling, man. Living great, man. Thank you for asking. Steve, I bought some product
for
you.
Yeah, this
is
what we do
off
camera.
For real.
Me and Steve.
Shit, man, for real.
Me and Steve be like,
God, man. Shit. I'm sorry, Carl. What's up now?
No, it's all good. Nah, I was just saying I bought some product from you a couple months ago, and it's had some profound changes on my life, and I'm just revisiting it right now. And one thing I wanted to ask you guys was, from a personal level, what are some profound questions you guys ask yourselves to get to know yourselves better? Or what techniques do you guys employ so you guys can continue asking yourselves the right questions so you can continue to grow and get to know yourselves better?
Just call you a failed then. I failed you then. Because if you are starting and you are not keep pushing forward, then I failed you.
I'm still pushing.
But no, you're not, because you're asking this question right here. You're asking this question. I failed you. You shouldn't be asking this question. You should be asking, what's the next product I need to grow?
True. Absolutely. Absolutely. What is the next product I need to grow?
Ty. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just sharing something with my dog, Ty. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, what? Do you want to? Wait. What's up now? No, listen. We just talking amongst ourselves. Go ahead. What's up?
Nah, it's all good. What is the next product? Because
your questions is going to come from a part of you. What you can also implement in your life is challenging yourself, trying things you've never done before, doing things you're afraid to do. Always saying, any moment I feel fear or anxiety, I'm going to jump right into it. You could practice that. Let's say you're walking out and you see a girl and you want her, right? But you're too scared to walk up to her. The moment you feel that, you challenge that and say, you know what? Since I'm afraid, I'm going to do it anyway, just because.
Right. And I think those questions that I have right now, I definitely need some guidance and mentorship on, kind of like, for example, Dirty Talk. You know, I know, Steve, you have some product in regards to that.
Right. What about it? Hold on.
That could definitely be beneficial, because that's an obstacle I'm having right now with this young lady I'm seeing. So, you know, but thanks for the clarification.
You're killing them.
They don't know, man. So, hey, yo.
I can't do too much, sometimes, right. Listen. Sometimes they be viewers.
Right. Sometimes they watch. Sometimes they want to know, but. No, hey, caller. Look, caller. I'm sorry. Ty and I just like passing recipes and shit. No, but listen, what I'm saying to you, my brother, is that what's important is you got to learn to be more of a student. So get with me on the back end. Let's see where you're at, where you got to go, because if you're looking at questions to ask yourselves, then that's the problem. You haven't established the government, the scribe. You haven't worked on the bid. We got to get you to focus more on your foundation versus things that you ask yourself. Does that make any sense, sir?
Absolutely. Which is why I'm revisiting all the product and I'm going through it over and over again.
But revisiting. See, a student of the game, one thing, remember Ty said earlier, if he was listening, he said 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, he's always working on himself. There is no going to get back to Ty like 2 weeks from now or a month from now. That's why you're doing it wrong, because you don't have the drive or the discipline to want to grow. You just put it down, and you should be working on this shit time, brother, all the time. Okay?
Yes, sir. Understood.
All right,
appreciate that.
All right, just get back with me. I got you, dog. Let's get to 909, then 912. 909, what's up, brother?
What's the deal? Man, Steve, you've been killing this whole call, my guy. I heard you talking earlier. What's the deal, Ty? As well, I got to, say this stuff with my guy, Ty, too.
Good.
I heard you – I heard you saying earlier, Steve, how you low key you've been getting a little tired of women.
Yes.
I can't quit. I can't quote it completely, but hopefully you know what I'm talking about.
Well, bored,
but I feel like
bored.
I kind of feel the same way a little bit, and it's kind of like strange to feel because it's like, okay, I showed a shawty, you know, we fucking all that. That's it, cool. And then, you know, a couple weeks pass, and it's like, okay, now I want a new shawty. And then this process, this shit just don't stop. And
Okay, we're on two different neighborhoods. See, you just want to fuck, okay? And then through your fucking, you want some pussy, you get tired of pussy. Okay, that's why you get tired. It's not because of what she's bringing. All you're doing is fucking. The reason I get bored is because I'm always evolving, and if she can't keep up with where I'm at, I've got to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I'm moving at such a rate that you've got to keep up. And if
slow
you
me down.
Right, yeah, you can't slow me down or hold me back. That's why I let you go, because you can't you expect me to be standstill, a side sucker or some shit like that. That I can't see that. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it's like being in class and learning too slow for you.
You got to put in
daydreaming, dozing off in your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I move so fast, my mind moves so fast, I get bored with women because it's not because they can fall. And again, they fall in love. That's another thing I got to get rid of. They fall in lust and love. They want to marry you, have your kid. They want to devote themselves to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell them that, look, I can't devote myself to you. I can be there with you for a little while, but you can't have all of me. Nobody gets all of me but me. And they can't accept that. They want all of you. They want every morsel of you.
So you just be breaking these shawty's hearts for real.
Who's breaking anything?
If they fall in love with you and then you're like, I can't do all that shit.
She knew all that wasn't a part of this in the beginning.
Right. That's why I tell her.
They'll know you don't want that, and then when they catch feelings, they may try to put it on you, and then you remind them.
Okay.
I didn't sign up for
this. Okay.
No heartbreaking and lying and disappointing and manipulating and sneaking into that.
That's why I give them a contract they can't refuse. Listen, go out with whoever you want to go out with. If you want to go with dinner with somebody, I'll even come over and help you pick the dress. Just have a good time. Enjoy yourself. See what you want to see. If you want a solid relationship, go find them. Go find that guy.
And but I am not him.
Yeah, I'm not him. I will not.
I'm not that guy. I can't give you what you want.
I will not.
It ain't no heartbreak. That's encouragement.
But the drawing that she can't understand is, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to be insecure. I'm not going to ask you questions. I'm not going to ask you anything. Do what you want. And then they like, okay, sign me up. Sign me up right here. And then the first time you make they fucking pussy wet and they come and shit, that's when they standing like kind of shaking, or they'll go in the bathroom and turn the water up and start crying, or be like, can we have a conversation? I know you said that, but I want to. I'm like, well, how you doing? What's going on? What's up with you? Hey, how was your dinner with such and such? Well, I cut them off. What the fuck you mean you cut them off? Why'd you cut them off? Well, I don't want you to be mad at me. No, baby, wait, baby. I'm not going to be mad at you, but why would you cut off the guy that's paying your rent and all this other shit? Why would you do that? Because I care about you. No, bitch, no. No, wait. Be with him.
Yeah, you're on a different level, though. Hold on.
No.
You fucking on shawty's back. She got another nigga paying her rent, and she wants you.
Of course, because I'm paying her rent.
That's how you coming? That's how you coming for him?
Of course,
bro. You know that, Steve. I don't think they understand the things we tell them.
Oh, shit.
I would look her dead in her face.
I got Steve going in for him.
Get you the right man for you.
Yes, find him. Please find that right guy.
I will invite her to leave.
Yes, please. We try. It's hard to let them go. I'm telling you, it's the hardest thing. They don't want to leave. It is so hard to get rid of them. They do not want to go, and they will drop. And you try. Do not let him go. Be with him. No, I don't want to be with him no more, because all I do is think about you. God damn it. Because you know I'm like, fuck. Come on, baby girl. Listen. I'm your dildo. Just use me. But I don't want to be with him. You can't have me. You can't be with me. And then what you do, some of these women, hey, look, I got somebody. You can't have it. Well, I'm not that kind of girl. And then they turn around and get with you. And then they have to understand, look, you know you're not, you're one of many. Do you understand that? And you understand, don't waste my time. And don't bug me. And don't bother me. Because I get bored. I will cut you off quick. I don't play. I will dismiss you. Hey, Carly, you ready for this one? I know you ever heard this one. I will take the dick off the table. Fucking say something out loud. I'm taking the dick off the table. Dick off the table.
Take your penis off the table.
No, that means the mouthpiece. That means the mouthpiece, how I make her come, how I make her feel. I take all that away, and I pack up and go to another town. Bye.
You telling Shawty that. Like, I would take... I'm taking dick off the table, Shawty. Like,
it's not,
I'm not
no,
playing
it's
no bullshit.
See, you ain't got no power in when you say it, bro. You don't even understand the snatch away that they feel when we would take ourselves away from them.
Mm-hmm. All day. All
right. You gotta know your presence.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to fuck her and make her fall in love, but I know it's gonna happen. So I'm serious. I literally do the Camp Crystal Lake. You don't want to be with a guy like me. You don't want to be with me. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to fall in fucking love. You'll get hooked on this dick, and you ain't going to want to go. And they laugh at me. It's like Noah's Ark. It's like I'm building this ark, and they're laughing at me. I try to tell them, look, you don't want to fuck with a guy. Oh, I can handle you. I said, all right. Hey, don't say I didn't warn you, though. And then when they go, Stephen, can we talk? I just
find that page message I put on there. I told the girl, look, a bad man, but a bad boyfriend.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm not who you want to be with.
Yep. I am not him. I am not that guy. Nope.
I am not him. Type shit.
No, I'm not. But I'm giving you freedom. I'm giving you freedom. Please go out. Enjoy. Look, let me know what you got for Christmas. Hey, what did he buy you? Oh, wow, that's exciting. Good. But then she would say, you know what? I'm going to trade it in and buy you something. What do you want? Bitch, I don't want to stop. Listen, it's not. What I'm saying is that this is why we don't fuck with a lot of women because, okay, if all.
And then when we say it, they're like, you sure?
Yeah.
Are you?
caller, have you ever had steakums before? Have you ever had those steakums, those real thin pieces of meat? Oh, never mind, bologna. You've eaten bologna before, right?
Yeah, I've eaten like, yeah.
Okay, so just think of the average woman all of her life eating bologna. Maybe she put a little cheese on the bologna. Maybe she put a little mayonnaise on the bologna. Maybe a little bit of mustard, but it's still bologna. And then she gets with Ty, a man like Ty or a man like me, and wear that T-bone ribeye steak with the garlic butter melting all over that shit that cuts like a very tender steak. And she eats that. You think she's going to want that bologna again?
Hell no. She likes food.
There you go. That's our problem. That's a problem. We cannot get rid of them. We try everything we can. And the more we push them away, the more we say, I got somebody else, the more they know we have somebody else, the more, hey, Ty, I don't know about you, but when they see, if I'm even talking to a woman on my show, I'll get a bunch of, why are you talking about that bitch? Why can't you say, oh, so you got a new one?
I could shoot my guy in front of her.
Exactly.
All right, y'all keep this show going. I appreciate y'all.
Let's get the next caller. Area code 912.
See, I can't even say everything I want to say.
I know,
just because we on live.
Hey.
But you listen, Steve. You know.
I know.
The lengths. Listen,
it's crazy. The lengths to go through.
Hello? Can't be for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm sorry, caller. What's up, caller? Are you
on? No, wait, hold on. The guy who called earlier said he's ready to redeem himself, the guy that called the girl and then went to voicemail.
All right, is that okay? We'll bring him
603.
In. 603. All right, 603. We'll bring you in after this call, 603. So what's up, 912?
All right, so I just want to let y'all know y'all doing good stuff for the community. You feel me? Like, yeah, it's weird because, like, I come around, like, I be on the internet and stuff, and I just be like, you know, a lot of these people have the same type of thought process with a lot of shit. But it's like y'all bring something different. And I'm like, yeah, I've been looking for different and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because where I'm from, it's like a small city or whatnot, and like people be on the same shit. So I'd be like, damn, like how can I go further? How could I bring this shit like even further? How could I expand this shit? Because I know this ain't it. I know it's more to this shit.
Well, but okay, how old are you, young man? How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay. Okay, are you a student of Taekwondo or you're a student of mine?
Taekwondo.
Okay, so if you're a student, then you need to get with Taekwondo and get some more personalized coaching from him. Because the thing with a lot of you guys, you say you want these things, but in order to have those things as coaches, we've got to go deep to your core and see mm-hmm. what's going on with you. See, you haven't hit your core yet. When you get personalized,
not an overnight
coaching,
thing.
Right. We've got to pull out all the bad and all that bullshit that you probably had before you met Ty. That has to go. Like, let me see if I got it right here. It's a core thing. Okay. So basically, mm-hmm. if you look at it, in order to get the game, there are layers to this that one must help you get over, and you don't see it yet. So in order to be a student of the game, you must become a student of the game. Okay, young man? If you actually truly want to do it, because I did it at 9, and you can do it at 21. If I can do it at 9, you can do it at 21.
Awesome, good advice. I appreciate that.
All right, man, stand up, brother. We got you, brother. Ty got you, okay? All right, so we'll throw you back in now. With respect to you. Great call, sir. All right, let's bring this Redemption 603. Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm back.
Are you ready to call her?
Okay. She texted me. I didn't know, like, on the merch call, when you call that, it doesn't say anything. And then I heard the beep, and it went to the voicemail, so I was talking.
What did she
say? Let's say what she said. What did she say? Unnecessary.
She texted me. She was like, hey, it's loud here. She said, hey, it's loud here. I can't talk right now. Text me. I didn't respond.
Okay, text her. Okay, say, what's up, sexy? Let's text her right now. Text her right now. Say, what's up, sexy?
Okay.
Why do you laugh? I don't understand why you laugh, man.
Bro, not taking yourself seriously. That's wild,
man.
Bro.
Come on, man. Why are you giggling?
I take myself serious.
You, like, giggly. Like, you're like...
like a little school girl. Come on, man. Demon all right,
come on,
up.
Man. Demon time, baby.
I already texted her. All right.
Well,
so,
what's up, sexy? The reason for my call is because...
I'm going to text all this?
Dog, listen, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't
yes,
want
to. Yes, bro. We just do.
Dog,
just why,
do you think I'm just talking?
Follow,
right,
bro.
You think I'm just talking for the fucking sake of talking? Can you please fucking text this? Please. With fucking sugar on top. Please.
Okay, I got it. I like
well,
how you
get
guys
it.
I got
we
it.
Ain't, we ain't just men. We ain't ruthless. We men. This is what men do, man. Come on.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. What's
no,
up, sexy?
I'm not telling.
What's up, sexy? The reason why I called you.
The reason why I called you was
now,
because.
Now, listen to me. After you text this, I want you to print screen that shit and send it to me because I don't want to do this shit for my health. So when you get done saying what they're saying, you send that shit. You print screen that motherfucker and send it to me to make sure you're doing it right. Can we agree on that?
Screenshot, yeah.
I'm going to read it before I send it. We're doing this correctly.
Wait, listen. You can read it and send it, but when you're done, I want you to swipe it and screen print it. And I want you to send it to me to make sure you actually did what you said. Yeah, because
okay,
I don't want that.
Bro.
No, why you call me bro? Come on, man. Why it's got to be bro? God damn it, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. I'm just saying, man. Why? Come on, dog. Do you want help or not? Is that our agreement?
I do.
I called back
for that reason.
Okay, but I'm saying once we do this and you send it, you're going to screen print and send it to me, right? Just to be honest, right?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I
that's
will.
Okay. Gentleman's agreement. Okay. So what's up, sexy? The reason why I called you
mm-hmm.
is because
uh-huh.
we've been playing games for way too long.
Okay.
You know I've been trying to get at you for a while.
Okay.
And tonight I'm pushing all my chips to the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm ready to turn this friendship into something more intimate.
Okay.
By inviting you over to my place.
Got a spoon feed it.
Okay.
By inviting you to my place. Here we go. Saturday.
All right. Oh, you're funny.
Okay, wait, you pick the time. Go ahead, pick the time.
I typed it. I got it. I'm at Saturday.
All right. Well, wait, you pick the time. What time Saturday?
Hello?
What time Saturday? You pick the time.
Oh, it's time Saturday evening. Saturday night.
Okay, what time is Saturday night?
9 o'clock.
All right, Saturday night, okay. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, okay.
Yo, this is fun.
Hey,
love you guys.
Hey, Saturday 9 o'clock, okay. Get back at me. Tell her to get back at me. Say, get back at me. And let's see what she replies. And you say, get back at me and let me know. Hey, let me know. Just hit me back and let me know. All right? All right.
Okay. Get back at me. Let me know.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to hit send. I want you to hit send. And what I want you to do, I want you to go ahead and print screen that, and I want you to send that to me.
Okay. What's your Instagram?
Okay, it's themanmindset@gmail.com.
All right, fine, I got you. All right, that's
what I said. Once you see that, and this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. I want you to mute yourself. While we're talking to somebody, if she replies to you, you interrupt us, and we'll keep this thing going.
Okay. themanmindset@gmail.com, right?
Yes, but then mute yourself. Because if she replies back to you, we're gonna take care of you, okay? And I'll get out the bowl, okay?
Okay. We got this.
Go.
I told you. We got this.
I know you got this. I know you do. Okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. I'm on the line. I'll mute myself.
All right. Mute yourself. Okay. Let's get to the next call. Okay. So, hey, Ty, we got a spoon feeder sometimes, baby. Sometimes we got spoon
bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
Part by part.
All right, 909 and 678. What's your question? 909, what's up, man? Nine oh nine going twice. Ooh, next caller, area code 678. What you got, brother? How can we help you, brother? 678 going twice. All right, let's go on to area code 313. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo, what up, y'all?
Yo, what's up, man?
We're good, man.
Hey, so look, I got a question, and I need your help. So, it's this one girl. I'm trying to feel me. I watched your video, and you was like, you feel me? Girls don't be liking it when you be on that with them, like, automatically. Like, you got to wait for them to want to fuck you type shit. But you feel me? I hopped on that.
Do you have her number? Do you have her number?
Yeah, I got her number.
All right. What do you want to say to her? Well, no. What do you want to say to her?
What
do you want to say?
Well, it's okay.
No, you don't need to tell a story. Tell us what's okay. What is it that you want to say? Tell me what you want to say.
Let me tell you. I told her, like, I was like, let me come over because she up at Oakland. It's a little college, like 30 minutes away. I was like, let me come up there. And then she was like, all right, you can come up there.
Stop. Come up there for what? To play Parcheesi? To play finger tap?
I feel it. I was like, I don't want to be on no bullshit. So I texted her. I was like, if you if you ain't
are
on
you,
that type of time, I'm not going
to
come
are
up.
Are you asking her to call?
She was like,
caller, caller, did you ask her to cannot come up or did she ask you to come up? Who asked who?
No, I asked her.
To come up and do what?
Shit.
No, he asked her, was she on that type of time?
Yeah, and she was like, no. But at first she had said, yeah, come up. So, now I don't know what to say.
You ready to call her? Okay, ready to call her? We're going to get you fucked.
Yeah,
we're
gonna fuck, all right,
call her. This weekend, okay. So, I want you to call her and find out what time she's free, Saturday or Sunday. You're going to come up there. So, y'all can go ahead and move some furniture.
Move some furniture? I can't move that furniture, bro. Okay.
Motherfucker, I mean, the fuck? The fuck you mean move? I didn't say move her. I said move some fucking furniture. Tell her wear something sexy. Tell her wear something sexy. I want you in something sexy, something I can take off easily. Something loose. All right. Are you ready to call her?
I got
all right. I don't want to get the played out again. You sure you got
put
it right?
Put your foot down and let your balls drop.
Yeah, let
your balls. All right. Y'all got to be quiet. But if I fuck up,
okay, be quiet.
Y'all got to tell me to mute it or something. You know what I'm saying?
Got this again.
You got this, dog. Got this.
Yeah, where is it at? It's out of fire.
It's in your speed dial. Right, got it.
I ain't even got her number saved.
Motherfucker, come on, dog. Come on, you text
wait,
me.
Don't bang on me. Don't bang on me, bro.
Well, bang on you. Come on, man. Are you scared?
Alright. Let me see. Yeah.
603 sent it. 603 sent
it. Damn, man.
Dude, I'm about to hang up on you if you don't fucking call that motherfucker.
No,
come on now.
Bro. Wait, bro. No,
act like you haven't been talking to her all damn day or sniffing her panties and shit. Fucking pick her number up and call that bitch. Come on, man. Fuck you doing?
Bro, I'm trying to find her number. Oh, wait, dude, I found it. All right, I got it.
I didn't mean to call her a bitch. That's just gotta get around Taekwondo. Just get in the dojo. Let's get off.
2-4-8-4-0-3-9-1-1-4
Call again. Call it. Listen.
You said call her again? Yes, she probably got that do not disturb.
Yeah, because it went straight to voicemail. That means you're on do not disturb.
Press pound. Press pound. Don't hang up. Press pound. Press pound. Don't hang up. Press pound. Press pound.
He can call it back and she might answer. He can call it back and she might answer.
It was on the answer machine, you dumb fuck. I told you.
Dude.
Dude, didn't I just need to press pound? Right.
Now, listen. If her shit on do not disturb, the second time you call, it won't go to voicemail. So just do it again.
All right, I'm calling her right now.
And if it go to voicemail, right, you know, leave the voicemail for what you was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, wait till the numbers go by and then bring her in, okay?
All
right. I am just in the neighborhood.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what up there?
Lenma.
What you doing?
Nothing, something I'm doing.
Something I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me pull it.
What you trying to do?
Yeah, we can do whatever.
I got comfy up right now.
See, I'm trying to beat you down.
I know.
To me, you know.
You say it all the time. I know.
So you gonna let me pull up?
No, I don't have sex with you.
You said what?
I don't have sex with you. No.
Yeah, why not? What's over here? All right. We can feel it.
Are you in disbelief? Are you stuttering?
No. Right. We'll see. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Caller.
You set yourself up for failure, bro.
What a bit. Where the fuck is
Steve, you got it. Got full bad cop. Go all the way, Steve. Go all the way. But you got to listen. You got to listen, caller. Steve about to hand it to you. I'm sitting back. I'm flabbergasted.
Hold on.
Go
let me ahead, pull
Steve.
It up. Hold on.
Unpack it.
On.
Unpack it. Unwrap it.
All right. That's let's get it together. Hold on a second. I try with you motherfuckers. I try. Hold on a second. Let me get it together, dog. Here we go. Hold on, let me get it together. Hold on. Here we go, guys. All right. Let me talk to the congregation real quick. It's time to go to church. Oh shit. Hold on, what the fuck is this shit? Hold on, here we go. We're about to go to church. Gentlemen. Congregation, I'm telling you that sometimes in life that you motherfuckers always calling on my brother Taekwondo.
Amen.
Calling my brother Taekwondo.
Amen.
Asking for help when you acting like a bitch. A bitch. What the fuck did we just hear, my congregation? The motherfucker.
The bullshit
did not tell us Taekwondo, a three ring deal, that this motherfucker has been harassing the pussy.
Pressing it too hard.
Begging for the pussy, Taekwondo. Begging for that pussy. You know what? I'm going to pass the mic to Reverend Taekwondo. Taekwondo, take the microphone, Taekwondo.
Let me tell you something, brother. When you poke a bear, and get scratched, don't ask yourself why you're bleeding.
Don't ask.
Because you done begged. You done said it, and she said you've been asking for it. She already knew.
Yes.
She was scared.
She was scared.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
And ready to press charges.
Call the police.
The company was the cops.
A restraining order.
And I'm going to pass it back to my brother.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to pass it back.
He tried to get the ass. He tried to get the ass, and he couldn't get the ass.
How many bags do it take to get to the center?
Of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. Because he didn't know how to drop that motherfucking ism. Can I say ism?
One more time.
Ism. The ism of the congregation. Get it? I need to fan myself a little bit.
Amen.
I need to fan myself because I'm just feeling it, Taekwondo. I'm feeling it, Taekwondo.
Amen.
I just want to say. You know, he just didn't have any game. He didn't have any game, everybody. This is what I'm talking about.
I know.
It's all about you and my fantasies. It's all about our bodies in a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the morning sun. It's all about the fruit, the music, and the grease. It's all about that booty, the heavenly masterpiece. Say yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Can the Taekwondo's over there, can we get an amen from all your listeners over there? Can I get an amen from the Man Mindset listeners over there? Because I'm going to tell you tonight. Church. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
My God, man. You had to take him to church.
Unpack it, man.
I know.
It.
Unpack that shit. Let's bring it forward. That was, we just had
to
unpack
it.
Yeah,
bring it to light, man.
Let's bring it to light.
But all bad cop, go ahead.
443.
Let
which,
rip, man. Which,
yeah, I, no, he fucked up. He was on some bitch shit. He was cowardly, scared, thirsty, weird, and fucking creepy. And that motherfucker's been begging for pussy. Well, what that girl is?
He didn't tell us that. Yeah, he didn't tell us that he already had asked for. She. I mean, and shout out to the girl for being so direct.
Yeah.
For being so clear.
So clear on that shit.
What do you want? Can't even say it. Then you say it. She said, "I already know." Then you're stunned because you didn't know that she know. As if we don't. We tell y'all this shit every day. We tell y'all that the moment you got the number, approach it. She already. Oh my Jesus Christ! Listen, she already knows, but she didn't say she already knows because you just told her. She says she already knows in the way that you've already said that sentence to her multiple times.
Yes.
Before. And she like directly said that. You already told me multiple times. Like, bro, I y'all don't understand. Make her comfortable or to not, like, what happened? She probably, this is why women stop giving men their numbers when men approach them. This is why.
Mhm. Yeah. So,
what monster is he? I give him my number. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fuck it. Y'all see what happened when y'all get in the game. So y'all want to be all about it, and then when it comes time to be a man, y'all buck up. I can't believe he got scared like that. He was just damn dog.
I'm trying to beat you down.
Trying to beat you down, man. She don't want
to
be
trying to give her a black eye.
Erico 443, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
Oh, man, bro. We got to get better with the language, gang.
Yeah, please, people. 443 going once. 443 going twice. All right, let's go to the Erico 313. What is your question, sir? What's up?
Yo, you can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
All right, man. So, I was over at this girl crib yesterday, type shit, and we was finna get into it, and I'm 14. I'm a virgin, by the way. I was about to lose my virginity. And we was about to get into it. Huh? What you say?
All right, just go ahead.
Yeah, and I was about to lose my virginity, and the thing wouldn't get up, and it was because I was nervous, you feel me? And the girl started crying because she thought it was because I thought she was ugly or something.
Well,
and now she's not talking to me. What do I do?
Well, sir, there was two incidences that I can relate to. When I was young, I was older in bed with an older girl that was a babysitter, and I couldn't get it up because I was nervous. So it was just a nervous situation. But there's also times.
Yeah, like ain't nothing wrong with my shit. I was just,
no, it's okay. It's just you're nervous. It's fine. It just happens, okay? But the thing that you didn't do is reassure her that she's not the problem. So the problem is.
No, I did. Okay. I told her multiple times. I'm like, it's not you.
Right, yeah. But this is what's going to happen with a woman, because I always say another time, again, because I always teach guys that, you know, I've been teaching guys that all the time. I don't nut the first time I fuck. I break their spirit. I do spirit breaking, because a lot of women think they got the pussy that make guys come. Well, I fuck them without coming, and that fucks their head up, and they start crying because they feel that they're not worthy enough. But I break their spirit. Break them down to build them back up.
Chad Castillo, bust
them,
come in.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I don't, man, I beat that pussy up and I don't nut. And they're like, what's wrong with me? I'm not good enough for you. Nah, it's not that. I just don't give you my nut like that till I'm ready to give you my nut. So it's a whole different story. But I'm just saying that I would say to let her know that everything's okay. Now, if you want to call her and let her know everything's okay, now, or just tell her later on, let her know, reassure her it's not her. T, what you want to say on that shit?
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, that shit happened to me one time. I was like 15, and then as soon as we were done, when she was leaving the crib, she said, "There's always the next time." She still wanted to fuck me. It might have fucked with her self-esteem, but she still was looking forward to another chance. You just gotta show up.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't let that shit get in your head.
Yeah.
Take I was like 15. Like this happened.
Yeah.
Don't start questioning everything, because you'll start questioning everything. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, that shit never happened to me on like that spot before, so it made me be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But it was on, I found out, yeah, some girls may have you bricked up by walking past you. And then some girls could be standing with the button in front of you, you ain't even blinking. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even give a fuck. So.
Yeah, the crazy part about it, though, like, we were chilling watching TV, actually, we were watching a movie on Netflix, you know, cuddling and shit. And my shit was rock solid at that time, you feel me? But when it came to, like, getting to the act, like, I think I was thinking in my head too much. Like,
You was just nervous.
And when you get older, you'll get off that nervousness. It's just the first time. So you want to make sure everything's right. You want to make sure, because, you know, you got to have protection, which you probably didn't have that you need, and things like that. So don't beat yourself up over that, okay?
All right, so, like, what do I do to, like, for you, it's not you,
it's me. It's a weird one, but, yeah, I don't want you to beat yourself up over this. Because they will be, now, for me, later on, when I teach game later on down with the older chicks, I break them. Because they always say that they pussy's the bomb. I break them. Because when you don't come,
older chicks always going to come in with
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's something to think about. But, yeah, but no. Just let her know that everything's cool. You're not mad or anything like that, okay?
Yeah, so I'm going to call her, right? I'm going to call her after this. And
all right, yeah, do that shit and then talk to her, okay? Just talk to her, okay?
That good. Appreciate it. See you on that.
All right. Good job, young man. Good luck with you. Okay, we'll throw you back in. Area code 858. Hey, 630, I got your message. You're right. You did a good job. Now, let me know if she replies. 85. Oh, wait. Oops, I brought it.
603.
Yeah, wait. 603. Nah, yeah, he's still, yeah. I'm sorry. 484, then 858. 484. What's your question, sir? What's up? Yes, sir. What's your question?
What's up, Taekwondo?
What's good, gang?
So my question is, I'm 22, by the way. So my question is, I'm trying to focus on doing me, like getting my wealth up and stuff like that. I'm trying to do real estate, and I'm also trying to do like some other side business like Shopify and stuff like that. But
okay.
At the same time, I find myself not having enough time to like, you know, like talk to other girls, like gain that experience.
No. You have time. Are you ready to look at the clock? You got a piece of paper? Do you want to show why you have time? Yeah, let's just take a Monday. Oh, let's just take today. Let's take today. Let's take Thursday. Let's look at Thursday. All right. How long did you sleep for?
Probably like 8 hours.
What a fucking shame. 8 hours lost and wasted. Okay. And then after the 8 hours, what did you do after 8 hours of sleep?
I normally wake up, take my shower, you know, and then sometimes I go to the gym with my friend, and then when I get back.
What time is that? Okay, so let's say you wake up at 8 o'clock, go to bed at 12, wake up at 8, then when do you go to the gym? What time is that?
We normally get to the gym around like 8:30 and then come back around 9.
Okay, so at 9 o'clock. Okay, then what happens at 9 o'clock?
So from that, I take my shower, and then after that, I work on my website till like 12, And from 12, I studied.
All right, 12. Okay, 12. Four. Okay. And then what?
To like 4. And then okay, from 12. 4, I also do door dashing. So I door dash all the way to 10, and I go
okay,
back home.
Okay. So you don't go to lunch? There's no mall near you where you can go to a food court and meet women?
Let's say King of Prussia more. We in Philly together. Taekwondo.
No, but I'm asking you. I understand that, but I'm asking you, why can you go to a mall at lunchtime?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
I mostly just focus on like getting as much money as I can while I'm doing.
Why are you asking? Okay. Here's your problem. You're asking us about women, but every time we ask you a question, you want to talk about your DoorDash and your money. So what do you want to do? Do you want to just DoorDash? Or do you want to look at the real problem that you're avoiding women because you don't know what the fuck to do around them?
Well, I also listen to, like, Taekwondo's Patreon. So on the Patreon, like, he talks about toys and what you need to do as a person, and you also, and for the book that you were talking about, the Art of Seduction, there's a lot of stuff that you talk about in the Art of Seduction. I see you feeding me the spoon.
Come on, man.
For the Art of Seduction that you're talking about, like, I don't really know which one I am. Like, when it comes to that type of skill, and I'm not really
experienced. With your results in life as a man getting to your buckets? Because I'm just finding out this book and there's different labels and titles that they give, and I've been the demon that I was. The men who are being wrote about in this book didn't read this book to be who they were. They just were.
I understand.
You know,
so.
What else could I have said?
What the fuck you mean you don't understand?
I said I understand. I didn't say I did.
We both heard you say I don't understand, I guess. But go ahead.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but I would ask, like, what?
Steve,
what's
that be funny?
My main question would be, like, what would I, like, how would I really find that, like, my inner self, like, you guys talk about?
Please,
like, you
know, it's simple. It's very simple. It's two words. Believe in yourself, bro.
So.
Trust who you are. And shoot for the fucking stars.
Star.
And don't look back.
Back.
That's all she wrote.
Can I tell you guys a story?
And no, you
just
can't.
Tell me.
No.
It's really
cool. Told us your story. You lived
Exorbitant
something is just something to see.
Come on, bro.
Oh, come on,
shiver,
man.
Shiver me timbers, bro. Just kill. Just go. Forget the loser that you was. Real shit.
All right. Yeah, man. Come on, dude. You want to tell us these stories?
Shit.
The story's going to end
don't
in the same.
Don't look back. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
Steve, you told us the story's going to end in the same result, that you're still the same motherfucker. So your story ain't going to help me.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just keep your head up, okay?
All right.
We'll throw you back in. All right. Area code 858. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's good with y'all?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Good. So, I just found you guys. I really like the show. This is my second time on. You guys do really good stuff. So, I just want to say I appreciate both of y'all.
Thank you.
Basically, I was just going to ask, what are some things that you think people learn in life too late that would be beneficial to learn early for later down the line?
Oh, no, no, don't. Wrong question. Let's stop this. Fuck everybody else. That's your problem. You worry about with other people. Let's not focus on other people. Let's focus on you. Change the language. Instead of other people, me. Me, I, my. All right, try it again.
Okay. So what can
we can tell, we can tell you that somebody needs to learn to check their tires every 3 months, but you got a problem with your engine.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because you're worried about what somebody else needed to fix.
Right. Basically, I don't know, maybe I aborted it wrong, but because I always got caught up in the whole, you know, you have to do this by this age and blah, 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 you know. So basically, I always look at, like, I'm behind in life when it's really different for every single person, you know. So I don't know. I just think.
No, young man, that's your present. Okay, here's your problem. You're looking at everybody through your lens, and you don't know what is going on with them. So you can't use another person to say what's happening to them. Because sometimes what is easy for us to do is to look at somebody else's demise or think something else is going on to make ourselves feel better, okay? So let's get rid of all the people, okay? Like I said before, let's get rid of all the people. Let's focus on you, of why you're feeling this way. Why? What is going on in your life to make you feel the way you're feeling right now to make the statement, sir?
I don't really have a lot of experience, like, in life, you know. I just, like, I'm a young dude. I'm in my early 20s, and
Experience in what?
Like, working and, like, developing yourself, you know what I mean?
Okay, are you working right now?
No, I've only had 2 jobs, and my last job was about over a year ago, and so I'm just trying to, like, basically just put myself together, you know what I mean?
Well, okay. Listen, and I always say this for you young men, and you got to heed this. It's not to scare you or frighten you, but you're 22 years old. That means that the people you graduated with are about to start their careers right now, graduating from college probably in May or June. So your class that you graduated with are starting their lives and their careers and their, you know, and you're not doing anything. So I would recommend that you get off of your lazy ass and go to a recruiter. Take that ASRAV test and see what skills you have. Get your ass in the fucking military and learn and grow, learn discipline, get the GI Bill, go to college, travel the world, free rent, free food, and you can save your money until you can find what it is you want to do in life.
Right.
And you don't have to do that. I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying, I'm asking you, just go talk to a recruiter. Don't make the decision, but just talk to him, because 22 is going to turn to 26 really fast, and 26 is going to turn to 31, and 31 to 39, and 39 to 45, and you just blink and time runs by. The worst thing I don't want you to do is be 23, 24 with no plan. And all you're doing is flipping burgers at McDonald's. And I'm not knocking you kids for working at McDonald's. I'm saying, as a grown man, those are teen jobs. You need to find a profession.
Right. Yeah.
A profession. You see what I'm saying? So don't beat yourself up. Just solve it. Even if you go to college, say, fuck the Army. I got to go to community college. You got to do something. Or get your ass in the mailroom. I tell you, the mailroom is the best spot. Go get your ass in and find a company. Look online. There are tons of mailroom jobs. Get your ass in the mailroom. Start there and then build with the company and then go through the company, rise with the company. But you got to do something, young man, okay? Ty, would say you, brother.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, you're going to let life happen to you, and you don't want that to happen because life's going to hit. Life hits everybody.
Yes.
Are you strong enough to stand there when it hits you? And are you strong enough to rub it off? Or is that shit going to knock you? Are you made of wood, bricks, steel, or bones? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when that wolf come to blow, what's your house going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand strong, you know?
Yeah, okay, but you're living with
your mom. But you can't say that from a mentality standpoint. You got to actually be, like, ready.
Yeah, good caller. Right. Are you living with your parents now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're not paying rent. Do you have a car?
No.
Okay, so there will be a car that you need, and then when cars come, insurance that you're going to need. You're going to need 3 months rent, but if you get an apartment, you got to have at least be on your job for a certain amount of time. You got to set a water bill, electric bill. You got to open up a bank account. These are things that you got to already have done. At least 18 or 19 should already be done.
Cool, I had a bank account when I was 15.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I used to get lollipops and shit.
Or 14
yeah,
or 15.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Started early, yeah. But you don't have no money saved. And the problem is that you're living in the comfort of your parents' home. You have no rent, no bills, no responsibility. And all you're doing is just sitting on your fucking ass, wasting your life away. If you're my kid, yeah,
but
true.
You don't need nothing to do with women right now. That's
right,
the last thing.
Right,
you
know, right.
I'm telling you.
No, I wasn't calling about women.
The message with you, she gonna be like, "Yo, what the hell is this guy like?" But just because it's a distraction, right, that you can't handle.
Right. You don't have any disabilities or anything, right? You're okay, right?
No, yeah, I'm good. I wasn't mainly calling for women. I just wanted to like get some advice on how to just gain more confidence and you know get off my ass, like you said.
Well, it's not gain confidence. It's not gain confidence. You got to gain your life. Listen, when you throw your hat up, you're going towards your end game, your retirement. And a lot of people fuck that shit off. And when you get too late, when I go to fancy restaurants, I see nothing but older waiters that just like fuck their life off. No knock on waiters, but they just don't have a career pathway. So they're going to be a waiter all their fucking life until they either lose that job or I see guys in their 60s as waiters and stuff because they're not a knock on them, but they just chose not to learn anything. And if you don't know anything, get your fucking ass in the army, pick up a trade and then still go to school, travel the world, save your money. But you got to get you got to get the fuck out of that house. Because the more you're in there, the more comfortable you're going to be. Where mom
get
wakes
ahead
you
of the curve. Get ahead of the curve.
You got to be comfortable being uncomfortable, you know?
Listen, you got to start paying half the rent or you got to go.
Yeah. But you got to have a job. Yeah.
It's like, yo, now you,
yeah.
You got to be ahead of the curve, bro.
Yeah, or even like
for
go
sure.
in the mail room. If you don't want to go to the army, the easiest job in business places, because all businesses love the mailroom. Their mailroom is so important, but start somewhere. Start somewhere.
Right.
But do you live with your mom or your dad?
Yeah, just my mom.
Okay. Well, tell your mom thank you. I appreciate everything you've done, but mom, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. I shouldn't be here right now under your guidance. I should be by myself. So, mom, this is my plan. I'm going to go to a recruiter tomorrow because I don't have again, mom, can I borrow some money? And I'll pay you back, but I need some money to get on the bus. Don't fucking ask your mother to take you any goddamn where. You get your lazy ass on that bus. You get on that fucking bus. And you get on that bus
for
and
sure.
find a recruiter. Because and you if you borrow mom money from your mother, you let her know I'm going to pay you back. I know you love me, mom,
exactly.
And this, but you again, go get on a bus and find a job agency that can get you in the mailroom, or get on the fucking bus and find a recruiter. But you gotta get your fucking ass up. Don't mom is gonna offer you a ride. Say no. Get your lazy ass on. If it gotta take you to take two buses, three buses to get where you gotta go, you get on those goddamn buses because shut up, bitch. But what I'm saying is you gotta see what it's like. To sit and wait for that damn bus in the heat or the cold that's going to motivate your ass.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, bro, like, this shit will happen to you whether you make a choice or not.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
So you can choose to set yourself how you want or you can choose to suffer just later. You could listen, you're comfortable until you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next thing you know, you'll be saying, well, why is everything so fucked up? And the whole time, it's just the consequences of your actions.
Yes.
Life didn't just smack you afterwards. It's the consequences of your actions, things you've been putting off, things you've been bullshitting on.
Yeah.
Shit, the weeds in your garden you pretending have not been growing. But when all your plants start to die, when all the bad shit hit at one time, and all the loopholes in your life start showing, you thinking it's just God, why God picking on me? You didn't get ahead of the curve. You stayed down until you got stepped on.
Yeah. Yeah, you blinked at graduation, and now you're 22, and you just don't have a plan. And it's okay. It's not knocking on you. It's okay you don't have a plan right now, but one must be created, not tomorrow. Mm. As soon as you fucking hang this phone up, you come up with a fucking plan. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go check the military out. I'm going to check out the job market for the mailroom or whatever, because you got to start somewhere where there's a bus line where you can take the bus and go to the mailroom or take the bus and get to that thing. But I'm telling you, it's got to be now. It's got to be now.
Listen, Carlos, I'm going to tell you something.
For sure, yeah.
I remember this situation where I ain't going to bring up the date situation. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to just say how my planning went. Listen, I had my shit so knit to the T. I had the needle threaded so perfectly. And here's why it helps to have a plan. Because when you have a plan and you know what you want, you are more able to take advantage of life's opportunities. But you're not going to take advantage of an opportunity if you're just used to letting things fly by and you don't even know what you want. You can't take what you want or have what you want if you don't even know what you want. So let me explain in detail. Let me get an example. By the time going into my 11th grade, my junior year in high school, I had already had everything figured out. I didn't know what college I wanted to go to, but I know what I wanted to go for. I know how I wanted to do it. I know how everything was going to make sense. What school I was going to go to, how I was going to afford to go to that school. Not what school I was going to go to, but how I was going to afford to go. What I was going to do after the undergrad in my first 4 years of college, how I was going to afford to go to that next level of school, what I was going to go there for, how much I was going to get paid after I went there. Even if it wasn't college, my pops was in trades. What trades was going to do, how long those trades was going to be. Even if I didn't like or love what I was doing, I knew I was going to do what I had to do, and I knew I wasn't going to be what? I wasn't going to be broke. I wasn't going to be miserable. I wasn't going to be surviving, because I've seen that my whole life. So I knew by the time I was literally, like, you ask my folks, my mom, my grandma, by the time I was like 10, I had always had the hunger to try to make my own money, to try to go outside and shovel. And by the time I was 15, 16 in high school, life had hit me, and I got to get my shit together. So guess what? Now I'm 20 making an insurmountable amount of money, all because I was preparing myself ahead of time. And then lo and behold, I get to school. I'm getting paid to go to school. I don't have no tuition, no debt. I'm getting paid to go to school. I'm getting paid for my degree. And I'm in an honors program. And stack on top of that, with the way this whole content shit is set up, look back.
Yeah.
PUA came, right? The PUA money, the government money, everybody got sent home, everybody jobs got closed and shit like that. So they was like, all right, we'll give you money and stuff like that, right? My job had got closed. My job got whatever from COVID and all that. Everybody got hit with that PUA money or whatever. Everybody got like at least a couple thousand dollars. People took that money and blew it. But because I had already, all these books behind me, that's not even my full collection. They're all these books. There's at least 7 books over there on finances and investing and money management. I had already prepared myself to get a bag and use it. So guess what happened when PUA hit? Because I was ahead of the curve, because I was prepared before I got it. I bought my first PC, right? Which is right here. Right here. And on that same PC, when that same PUA money, which somebody blew a bag on, somebody took that same money we all got and fumbled it. That same money. Listen, I can't even describe to you how much I done made on that PC. I can't even tell you how many hours of work I put in, how many nights I didn't sleep, how many videos I watched and tried to learn how to make thumbnails, how to edit, how to use Photoshop, how to title my videos, how to make the descriptions, how to do the tags. So you look up at all these skills I've acquired and prepared to use, I'm using on a daily basis. But like I said, that PUA money came in, that bag came in the hands. People blew that shit. Don't have a dollar that they had from, wish that they could go back and change it. And you don't want to be a motherfucker that wish they can go back and change it. You want to be the guy that says, "I'm a watch when that shit hit my hands. I'm smart on it.
Yeah.
I'm a score every fucking time." You don't want to say, "Damn, I fumbled that ball. I had it." You want to be, "Let another ball touch my hands. I'm a score. Let me get a minute in the game. I'm gonna get a highlight."
Yeah, Carl, let me show you something, brother. Let me show you something. All right, Carl, see this right here? That's my father, right? That's my dad, okay? And he's a multi-motherfucking millionaire, right? But you know how he got where he got? When he was in Louisiana and his mother passed away, or my grandmother passed away, he had to take care of his brothers and sisters. He had to wear the same clothes every day in Louisiana. They laughed at him and all other stuff. But you know what? He kept pushing forward.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he didn't have the nice clothes or anything like that. And while everybody was playing around, he was busting his ass. So he went to Vietnam. He came back. From Vietnam, he went into the police force. From the police force, he went to the FBI. And after the FBI, while he was in the FBI, he started learning law. And then when he became a lawyer and his law money made more than what he was doing at the FBI, he quit that shit and became a lawyer full time and then blew the fuck up, got on Jet Magazine, and all. Now he has his own show on Fox News. But you know what? This is the same motherfucker that told my ass his money's his money. Yeah, I ain't getting none of that motherfucker. That money ain't mine. You know what I mean? Yeah, he has money. I have money. But you know what? He told my ass at 11th grade, either you're going to get the, anyway, you'll go to college or the army, but you're going to get the fuck out of here. You got to get the fuck out of here. So I left.
Right.
And you know what? I never asked. That's why I always talk about, I used to have a small apartment. I never asked for money. I had a car, but I took two buses just to get to work. So I had to get up like 4:35 o'clock to take two buses just to get to a $4.35 job, man. To come home to eat ramen noodles, hamburger helper, and fucking TV dinners and cereal. I'm a little lactose intolerant. Not all you eat. But what I'm saying is that I made my pathway. I never asked for a fucking red cent. Never asked for anything. I had to pay my way, but I had to suffer. And not suffer, and I don't even see it as suffering. I see it as me growing my nutsack of looking at life, and it was terrible. I had to be out there in the rain, in the cold, in the wind, early in the morning while y'all motherfuckers sleep. I was out there, had to wait for the bus. And sometimes the bus didn't show up right. It came up late and all this other stuff. But I had to do it. I had to get on that shit. And that's what we're saying to you. Right. I didn't have mommy. Listen, if I had told my mother that I needed some help, or I told her my situation, oh, man, she'd have put money in my bank account easily. But I didn't do that shit because I cut from my mother in the umbilical cord. I didn't want help from my mother. I didn't want help from my father. I wanted to say I could do it myself, and I'm going to do it my way. And it was fucking tough. And it's no, I'm telling you, look, scraping up money and all that other stuff, had to do it. Had to do it. But you know what? That's what made me a better motherfucking man, because I did it for me and myself. I didn't do it for anybody else. For me. For me. You see what I'm saying?
I didn't even feel I didn't even feel comfortable asking for shit. Something inside of me cringes when I ask for something, especially some money.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way about asking for money and just help like that. Like what you said, it was much of tough situations, and you did it yourself, and it builds to your character, you know? So
it was great, though. It was great, because I never had to ask anybody. I never had to say, please, can I? I never borrowed a cent from anybody. Never asked for any fucking money. I would take – I get two checks, okay? One check I would put away. That other check had to pay my rent, had to pay my bus, had to pay my food, and my fucking kick-ass video games. I was still a gamer. I was playing my Sega Genesis and shit like that on my PlayStation or my – whatever the fuck it was. But I was playing my video games, but I was living okay. I didn't have nice clothes. I didn't have a nice car. I was still going through motherfucking women. That was no problem. But it was all about me. I made it all about me, and I had to make the sacrifices. I didn't want. Part of me said, "Okay, well, here I am. Shit, my nuts ain't even fucking damn near dropping. Here I am going to Germany, like bomb holder, fucking middle of nowhere Germany, by myself, traveling the first time, going across the seas in Germany not knowing what the fuck I'm going to run. What is it like? But you know what? I said, fuck it. I got to do it. I'm going to do that shit. Got to do it. I got to do that shit. And then when I left the Army, I didn't go home. I took my ass to my destination where I'm at right now and built my life the way it is right now. And you can do the same thing. I'm not saying you don't be mean, don't be Taekwondo, but you got to get off your fucking lazy ass. I'm serious. You got to get off your ass and either get on that fucking bus and start filling out some fucking applications to get your ass a goddamn job or get your fucking ass in the goddamn military and get punched in the chest and learn some fucking discipline because you're all over the fucking place, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So, I appreciate the advice, and yeah, I definitely needed to hear that. You guys
you
are doing
call
great stuff on
next
me.
Week. Hey, next week you better call us and say, Steve, Taekwondo, fuck y'all too, but I listen to you, and now I am, and I want to hear what the fuck you are. So you got a week. You call your ass back in and let us know, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, for sure. I got you.
All right, brother. We'll throw you back
in. I realize, like, you either you make a choice or life is going to choose for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And the crazy part is, it's no in between.
Never.
There's no, I'm just going to float by. I'm just going to be. It's either you're killing or being killed. You're fucking or getting fucked. There's no in between.
Yes, sir. All right.
You can't just be. No, you can't.
No, no doubt. No doubt. All right, listen, we got six more calls. 443. 603.
Yeah, let's bang these
guns
out.
Yeah, we're going to bang these out. 443, what's up? What's your question? What's up, man?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, Dojo to the moon, baby. Leaving the solar system, discovering our own galaxy called extraterrestrials. Shout out to Taekwondo. Shout out to you, too, Steve. Hey, right, thank you for your service, Steve. I just want to say thank you for your service. I'm also in the military as well. I'm not Army. I'm Marines.
Well, oh, fuck. You better than me. I was an Army motherfucker. Fuck the Marines shit. Go ahead.
That's real. We all fight the same fight, Steve.
I know. It's all the same fight. It's all the same fight. I thank you for your dedication and your service. But, yeah, what's your question, my brother? How can we help you?
So, basically, I would say this one's like, I know Ty has touched on this before, but, like, oh, you guys have touched on it earlier, too, but, like, what advice would you give basically to me? Because, you know, we're not talking about anybody else but ourselves. So what advice would you give to me to basically stop being so complacent and basically just, like, telling myself I need to stop reverting back to my old habits, which disgusts me?
First thing I would tell you, stop making an excuse and say, I choose to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to own that shit. You choose to be this way. Nobody's forcing you. You choose to be this way. What I would tell you is, even though you're in theater number one of poor me, I'm not good enough, always remember you have the power to pick the time of the movie. You have the power to pick the theater. You got the power to pick the seats. And you got the power to choose which theater you go into. And until you realize you have that power, you will always remain powerless. T, you got it, man.
There's no in between, bro.
Ain't over, T.
And you get the side, you'll realize how far it is from the other side. It's no in between.
Yes, sir.
And I said
my bad.
No, go ahead.
So basically, that's like just a clean way of saying, because I'm making fucking excuses to get the fuck up off my lazy ass and do what I want to do.
I mean, what else can you do? Let yourself float and, you know, wither away and just be nothing? If the choice is greatness, if the choice between your own, if the two choices is my own greatness, my own boundaries, my own potential, and being and doing nothing and being miserable doing it. Because if you already don't like this shit, if you already don't like how you feel and you don't like being nothing, well, shit, if you're going to suffer while chasing success, you might as well, if you're going to suffer one way or another, at least choose to suffer in success. I mean, I like to make it simple. It ain't got to be something super deeply spiritual, and we can go there. But I'm just saying, on paper, just look at it. If you don't like being nothing and doing nothing and being lazy and floating and withering away, why not like grinding 24 hours a day? Why not like being tired because you can't get sleep at night because you're working too hard? Why not like, you know, the stress that comes with trying to manage multiple businesses?
Like, why not? I mean, pick one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're stressed.
Yeah, I got one another question too. So this is pertaining to like who I am as a person and like how I interact in a social environment. I remember in the past, Ty, when you were doing the 48 Laws of Power, there was a law. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's basically the respect you gain from being absence from others. And I kind of relate to that because I'm like, me as a person, it's like when I'm in a social group, I'm like the quiet, laid back guy. Like if I don't have an input to the conversation, I'm not going to say anything. And I feel like that leaks over to when I deal with women.
Okay.
Your communication.
So basically,
brother,
what I'm saying.
Okay. This is what you're trying to separate church and state. You have got to realize that how you communicate is with yourself first, and no matter what you do. So your problem is you're making too many things about the woman versus making it about you. You're not creating your world. When you create your world, you also create your stop signs. That means you can stop at any time in something that is detrimental to your growth or evolving. But mm-hmm. in order to understand that type of mindset, you need somebody that is going to show you how to find yourself. You cannot do it on, I know you want to do it on your own, but you need someone like Taekwondo or myself to guide you to something you've never seen before, and that's your core.
Okay. So would you say I should... Well, when it comes to, like, you or Taekwondo, but, I mean, for real, like, Taekwondo, because, you know, I've been tapping the streams and I
do it, yes.
See that you, like,
get
you
with
watch
them.
Podcasts
yes.
and stuff like that, but, like, would you say you learn more from, like, watching podcasts, or would you, like,
no, okay, you okay.
learn more
again.
From, like, actual one-on-one?
Sir, what you guys do is you take crumbs of information on these shows and think that this is game. This is just showing you we have game. That's all these shows. These shows are showing you what the fuck we have. But we're not going to give a... Listen, if you can't do the free shit, why would we give you the shit that is worth value? So you've got to pay for that. That's how you invest. You invest in game and get return on your investment by how you grow and evolve, young man. You're not going to get it watching a goddamn YouTube. You'll get information. And, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, T. You got it, brother.
And the fact of that matter is I may watch a podcast or something just to allow me to stop thinking for a second. Let me hear another powerful thinker. Let me hear this motherfucker talk about, astrophysics or surgery or cancer or just to give my brain a backseat to hear another powerful thinker to think about something. It's not anything I'm necessarily learning about myself. It's learning another aspect of life. When it comes to yourself and the change that you make for you, and for me personally, what it was is just the curiosity that I've always had as a person, being curious about anything and everything, being curious about what I can and cannot do and finding what that is. I didn't learn the game, you know, watch this video and do this. It came from trying shit, messing with girls, challenging myself, seeing what I could do, finessing out of situations, getting in tricky situations, saying, damn, I got to play that a little different. You know what I'm saying? It's like you only learn from yourself, bro.
Yeah, okay. I get it. I see what you're saying.
All right, well, we got to grab another call.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay, man. Stand up, man. Okay. And if you need some help, get some coaching. Okay. Good luck to you. All right. Let's go ahead and grab. Let's see. I think we 224 and then 313. 224. What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I was basically calling about what y'all said earlier. What y'all said earlier about how when you got a girl and she basically like she don't listen like in a sense like she. She'll tell you, damn, I'm fucking up. I'm kind of nervous, y'all. I'm on the live and shit. But basically, she's obsessed with you. like you trying to tell her that you're not interested in a relationship or nothing like that, and she's trying to change her mind about that. So she's not respecting your boundaries, still calling and all that.
Wait, say that again. Start from the beginning again. She what?
She's not respecting your boundaries. Like, I tell her that I'm not looking for a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking to be talking to you all day. I got things to do and all that. But she's still calling, blowing up my phone. And instead of having, do y'all have me yet? Huh?
Oh, no. Yeah, she got to go.
You know what I mean?
Yo, listen. Go get you a fucking man that will make you happy, please. Please. I might know a guy. So, what picture you want me to post? No questions. I would stop replying. I would stop. Once I said what I said, I'm not repeating myself. I'm not answering the call, and I'm not explaining why I didn't answer. And I'm not saying, well, I told you. I'm not even doing that. She wouldn't even hear from me until she came correct. And she going to already know. It's not something that you tell her because you already said it. She knows. She knows what she's doing is wrong. She knows she's stepping on the boundary. She's not dumb. She knows she's disrespecting your boundaries and what you said. But you got to show her what you're willing to do when somebody disrespects you. Yeah, Steve.
No, I'm just waiting to see what he's got to say about this shit.
I mean, what have you been doing that she's been crossing these lines and just acting like you said it to her in Mandarin? I mean, did you say it to her in Chinese or Fukanese or something?
Oh, no, motherfucker. Never mind. Motherfucker got scared and ran the fuck off. I swear, man. Hold on. I feel like, wait, what's his number? Hold on, wait. You know what? I can't. You know what I hate? When you try to help a motherfucker out, and the motherfucker, hold on. See, he ain't know we're going to be doing this shit. Hold on a second, goddammit. All right. Hold on a second. Fuck that.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement for Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Wait, hold on. My bad. Hold on. We're going to call this. I dialed the wrong number. We're going to call this motherfucker up. Hold on.
603?
No. 603, we're still waiting on that motherfucker. That motherfucker's scared. He's still on. He ain't saying shit.
No, I'm still here, guys.
Okay, be quiet.
Yo, why the fuck?
It kicked
me out the call.
Man,
it kicked me out the call. I was in
the
chat talking about it.
Kicked
me out the call.
Look, man, look. Nut the fuck up, man.
What happened here?
The one that just called a second ago, who is bugging you about. Why don't you nut the fuck up and tell that motherfucker to leave me the fuck alone?
Nah, I did. That's what I was going to say.
Then why are you calling us?
Because I was trying to see if y'all had any advice on how to make that a smoother process.
Brother, ain't no smooth process when she ain't respecting you. Fuck her. Why is it that you guys worship women so much that you got to be what they want you to be?
I'm not, and that's the problem. That's the difference.
All right, man. Well, take care. We got to go, okay? Good luck to you, brother. All right. Error code 313. You were up, and then another 313 after that. 313, what's your question? 313. Yes, sir. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, this the dude y'all took to church.
Oh, you saw brother motherfucker, man. Hold on. Don't say shit, 313. Why are you so fucking weird and creepy? Wait, let me ask a question. Why the fuck didn't you give us the whole story? Why did she have to?
I tried to call her.
Please, when I raise my hand, please shut the fuck up. Please, I'm trying to talk to you. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. I want to know, why didn't you tell us that your thirsty ass has been bugging the shit out of this woman for weeks now to get something that she doesn't want to give you? Why didn't you tell us that?
All right, so look, we was talking for a minute. Like, we was on some, like, you feel me?
No, I don't feel you. Before you even answer, I want to hear that. Did you hear how weak you were? with that woman.
I ain't gonna lie, it was a combination of y'all.
Come over. Yeah, let's go over and play smash.
Wait, and then she asked you to be a man, and you hesitated, stuff. I mean, dog, she was running laps.
No,
on
I
you,
was
dog.
Looking at Thor, cause look,
he said, "What do you
look,
want?"
I was looking at Thor, I was like, "Damn," because
nah,
look, I had asked her,
you already know.
I was like, I'm gonna come over, and then I was looking at the screen. Y'all was like, "Say fuck." I was like, "Shit, all right, fuck it." I want to beat you down. And then she was like, no, I already knew she was going to say that.
Did
Steve,
give you a script? A full script? A point A, point B, point C, and a finisher. A full script. Why didn't you write it down?
A script.
They stick to the script.
Man. That's what I was saying. Like,
wait. Because when you fumble the script, when you go in there blind, she's going to guide you.
She did
exactly that. What do you want? Mm. I already know. I don't want you to. I mean, she was clear because she had her plan, and she got her result.
Man,
we go in there blind.
Bro, she had me in her close friend. If she said
she decided
this
for you,
because she had her close friend.
Wait,
she said, I need somebody to come.
She added you to the close friends. That means
you
want to.
I know. She said, I need somebody to blow my back in. And I'm in her close friend. And I called her door.
And look what happened.
But I already signed
the book. Look what happened when you don't know how to finish.
Call her.
Man, I blew the phone.
Not you. Somebody's going to blow it out.
He's blowing it right now.
She probably called him after. She probably had to. Hold on, babe.
She probably
blow her back out tonight. And was like, hold on, babe. What do you want?
Why the fuck?
I don't want to fuck you.
Why the fuck are you her friend? Why the fuck are you her friend?
I'll be right back, man.
Friend, yeah. I mean, I was never her friend.
What the fuck? How long have you known her for?
We went to high school together.
I don't give a fuck. How long have you known her for?
Like 2 years.
And in that
but
2 years,
we ain't talked consistently.
When the fuck did you decide you wanted your dick in her mouth?
All right, I decided that approximately like 5 months ago.
5 months ago. So what did you do 5 months ago?
Okay, 5 months ago.
Come on, what did you do 5 months ago?
Okay, I was away in school type shit. So she was still in the city. I was in Indiana. So we was just long distance, like talking, like.
Oh,
like
oh wait.
Type, but like we was fucking with each other type shit. Cause she wanted me, I wanted her type shit. So I came back to the city, you feel me? And I've been trying to see her ass, but
You wanted to see her. Why didn't you just tell her I'm gonna come see you?
She sounded like she was finna see me.
I'm gonna come see you.
When I first asked her to see her, she was like, "Yeah, you can come see me." And then I told her,
"What's wrong with you, service dwellers? Come see and do what? What are you coming to see? No, exactly, my motherfucking ass. What the fuck are you going to see? Are you going to see her ass crack, or are you going to see the sight?" The fuck
see,
are you going
the
to
plan, my plan was, see, this is my original plan.
Tell us
my
your plan.
My original plans was to go up there, play it cool, and then make a move.
Play it cool? That's your plan?
You don't want what you want.
Motherfucker, you don't even know what the fuck you want talking about play it cool.
Cool ass stupid.
The fuck you mean cool?
Cool ass stupid.
Yeah, cool ass stupid. Why can't you surface dwellers be direct? And be clear and concise.
Yeah, if I'm a service dealer,
you were hit 5 months ago.
Damn, 5 months. He's scared of the pussy. You scared of, then you nag. You hear how she talk to you? She's like, oh my God. I got somebody over here, and it's the boogeyman. Hold on, I'm going to use you as an excuse. I got to get on the phone with this weirdo who can't even put a sentence
Super
together.
Still don't think I'm weird. She can't think I'm
you
weird.
Can't even
think I'm weird.
Go back. Listen, just go back and listen to
it. I got a name. Look, though.
In the
episode, look, though. I got a name. I got a name, though. So, like, I'm kind of, like.
Did he say a name?
What? Yeah. Like,
you got a what? We all got names. My boy can make me say the N-word. We all got names.
No.
What you...
All right, like, she know me, though. Like, it's not like I was just some random-ass nigga. You know,
you know what? Dude, you are a random-ass motherfucker. You're like all the rest of the weirdo motherfuckers. Your name is shit to her. So what the fuck are you talking about? You look. You, again, I'm a broken record.
You couldn't tell her why?
Couldn't tell her
why anything. You? What do
yep.
you want?
Yep, let me
know who
me,
you are.
Yep. Yep.
It, listen, she could know you for years and never had seen the fucking man in you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't fuck. And you didn't know how to transition from fucking to telling her I'm going to come up there and we going to get to fucking. Versus, well, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to play it cool. And then I'm going to hope the sun, moon, and stars line up. And she sees me as a great guy. And all she's seeing your ass right now is a sucker. And that's why she was treating you like a sucker. Because
and even if you ain't want to be super direct, you could have just got on there and been like, listen, how you doing? You good? Everything all right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know we ain't talking a while, but you know, I'm gonna be up there. I'm gonna be up there this weekend, and you know, I want to spend some time with you.
Yeah, free really
ass. I feel like that would have worked right there.
No, you a dolphin, dog. You ain't no shark. You're a nice little dolphin that plays with the little kitty. You're in the kiddie pool side playing with the little kids because you don't know what the fuck you're doing because you got a name. Your name don't mean shit in her ass, her eyes, man. Man, a woman should be happy to hear from you. A woman should be happy enough to ask you what you're doing. I haven't talked to you all day. I've been thinking about you. I miss you. Man, what's going on?
I know a girl. She might say,
hey,
you called me.
Can I get some? Can I get some
you finally answered? I'm telling you, bro.
Can you what?
I'm trying to get like your boy Tyler. I'll be hearing the audio.
You can't be Tyler because you ain't a student of the fucking game. You can't.
I'm trying to get some coaching.
You cannot. Well, then get your ass and get some fun coaching. You can't. You know what he's talking about, Tyler? Let me see if I can play this without. Let me show you just a clip, T. This is what he's talking about. He hearing one of my students. He hearing my students that got game and shit, right? And this is what my. This is how my students sound. I know he sound because you ain't used to man shit. Hold on, T Dog. This is what he be listening to. And he kind of shocked about this, like, women don't talk this way to us. And this is what Taco going to do, like, damn, she talking
to
me.
See, all right.
Hi, Deborah. This is Tyler.
Hi, Deborah. I
like
am leaving
too.
Right now.
Yeah?
Lovely Tyler. And it says it's 69 miles.
You going to like that?
That I will do with you and for you.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do with me and for me?
I'm gonna get naked with you.
There you go. Let me stop it right there. See that shit? She'll drive 69 miles to your neck. I know why? Because he got game. Because he studied under the fucking right.
Normal.
The master. That's what they do.
He's not even. You hear that? He's not even flinching.
Ava,
hesitating.
Not no hesitation. Just chill like a motherfucker. She's all excited.
Y'all don't even know women will do that. That one caller did like a couple weeks ago. He said,
"That's what I'm trying to get."
He said,
like,
"You know, she going, you know, such and such. You know, tell her to come see you or something."
It's
like,
so easy when she lives, already
she
on
was 30
that.
Minutes
like,
away.
You know,
motherfucker, she will fly out the motherfucking state.
Yeah, man, she will. She will get on a. She will call another sucker to get him to buy the ticket so she can fly and see you on his dime.
Don't know about that one.
They're on his dime.
I've been on. Steve, man, I've been on both sides, man. I've
motherfucker, sides. Look, if you look, we got to grab one more, dog. I don't want to hear this. You've been on both sides because if you've been on both sides, you wouldn't have done that bullshit you did. What a disappointment! You get an F.
You can't go back,
man,
bro.
Go back from that shit. And the worst part about it is, you knew that bitch didn't want you from the get. You called us knowing that
she
didn't even respect you, dog. She didn't even respect
I ain't gonna lie. The way that call went is like she already like was not even surprised.
Yeah, she's like, leave me alone. Like, what the fuck do you want? And then
she was fed as shit, bro.
But the worst
like,
part.
What do you want? And then you fumbled.
And then you said,
hey, yeah, I for sure fumbled.
No, you fumbled because you wasn't ready.
Right.
You weren't even ready to go. You weren't even ready to go for what you want. She had to pry it out of you. Then she pried out of you, and she said, "I know." And then you were shocked that she knew. This is what I mean when I tell y'all they can smell y'all. They can see it. It stinks. They can smell y'all, bro.
Yeah.
We can see it. I mean, I literally. By the time the second reply got into the car, I already knew it was about to be tanked because you went off script.
Yeah.
And every time one of these guys go off script of saying the powerful shit that they need to say and were told to say, it says what to me? That he didn't have the balls to say it. He was too scared to say it. He was too scared to say what it means what he said.
Yeah.
And be bold. He's too scared to go for what he wants. So any man that can't just do it on a level of words, saying it to a girl, I already know his actions up until that point probably didn't even look similar to a guy like that. The moment you call and try to man up this one time and you can't even do it on the script, I'm like, all right.
He called her up like, I like applesauce.
You should have asked her what she was watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about some random shit?
Scared at. All right, we got to grab this last caller. So
wait, see, can I get some coaching, though?
Motherfucker, get some coaching. You got, hey, get your ass on the
from
site.
You.
Get some coaching. Well, get your goddamn ass on the coaching. Go ahead, get it. Yeah, holler back.
How much is it?
Man, you got a message 603?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, 313, we gotta let your ass go. We got some real business to hang off. What did she say, 603? What did she say?
Okay. I'm gonna read this. Okay. She said, "What? ? Sorry, I know you tried to kiss me. I actually wanted to talk to you about that. You're a very good person. I really enjoy your company, but I don't see our relationship more than friends."
See, this is what I hate about you, motherfucker. Why didn't you tell me you tried to kiss her? Why did you leave that out, that you weird ass tried to kiss her? Why did you leave that out?
Oh my God. Hold on. Calm the fuck down. I told you the whole story.
I'm not calm the fuck down. I hate wasting my time with you dwellers. Okay.
I know the story. I literally said this.
All right, caller.
No, I forgot that shit, bro. Right, I ain't gonna lie. That's
caller.
Crazy. I remember your voice. I remember we called sometimes before.
Yep.
I remember it's the girl next door.
I made sure I specified. I wrote everything down.
I'm not even gonna lie, bro.
All right, caller, tell her I'm sorry.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Sorry for wasting your time. Take care. That's all you got to say. Fuck her.
All right, no
talk to her again. Do not go past go. Cut that motherfucker off. She doesn't want you. You creeped her the fuck out when you tried to kiss. Please, wait. Before we move on, please walk us through that shit. How did that happen? Walk us through.
How did what happen?
You trying to kiss her. Please let me know. How did that happen?
Oh, I have to remember. Basically, we were over. I was in the kitchen and whatnot, and she was playing with my dog. And basically, I don't know, we were just like being physical, and I just decided, you know, to make the move.
Being
and
physical,
she was like, nah, I don't think. And then she specifically said, nah, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, I like
and what did you
went
do when,
and
what
like held her.
Say, wait, what did you do when she said it's not a good idea?
I was like, I played it off. I was like, you don't know what a good idea is. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I was slick with it. I wasn't going to fold or be like, make it all awkward, but I made
you know
sure. Like,
I'm going to tell you where you fucked up. As soon as you went for the kiss, she said, well, I'm about to tell you, be quiet. As soon as you went for the kiss and she said, no, it's kind of awkward, I would have kindly straightened out my pants. I would have kindly walked over, grabbed her purse and put it under my hand like a football and grabbed her hand and kindly walked her ass to the door, open that motherfucker and give her a hand off like it's 4-1 and send her ass on her way out the fucking door. I'm serious. I'd have kicked the fuck out, but you didn't do that shit.
Yeah, I didn't.
You got scared,
no,
man. You rewarded bad.
No, I just didn't know better. It's
well,
this
didn't,
is a mistake
that,
I made.
Brother, that's why you need coaching. That's why you
it's
need
true.
Mentor.
I call with Ty. I have a
all right,
then
you
got
101 coaching from Ty.
More, bro.
Yeah,
more.
No, we do talk. I'm here to get better. This is an area of my life I need to improve.
Shit.
A lot of other areas in my life I've gotten pretty taken care of, but
this is an area I know I need to become better at.
Surface dwellers always talk about shit that's irrelevant. But who gives a fuck if you got 99% of your life taken care of? You ain't a man. That's the fucking problem.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I agree. I need
okay,
to get better
now,
at this.
Now, let your nuts drop and tell her to kick rocks, say take care, and stop fucking letting her walk all over you.
All right, no problem.
You would have just said she would kiss you. We could have changed this up because now you're making it really weird. Now you're making it weird, man.
I told you this. This man didn't want to listen to my whole story. He's like, boom, call her.
No, no. Hey, you want to know why? Because I thought you was a man. Hey, look, I didn't know you tried to kiss her while she was petting Muffin, your fucking poodle. And you try to make a kiss, and all
it's
of a sudden,
fine.
Like,
I understand. I can take the heat. I'm here to get better. I didn't call back
right.
to just be like,
yeah. Well, you know what? Next time, stop having someone come over to play food or house with. Well, were you cooking her dinner? What the fuck were you in the kitchen doing? Don't lie. You made dinner for her.
Bro, I don't do that shit. I'm not.
Call her.
I've come a long way.
Call her. Did she eat? While she was petting your poodle.
Didn't. She ate before.
She ate before. And she was petting Muffin.
I don't do those kind of things.
Wait, you tried to kiss her after she petted your poodle. And after she said no, what the fuck did y'all do afterwards?
She ended up leaving. I escorted her. It wasn't like that. But anyways, like a few minutes passed, whatever. And she ended up going back up for the night and whatnot and whatever.
No, she found a smooth way to leave.
Yeah, without getting chained up or using the chloroform and shit to tie her ass up.
Yeah, it happened.
Without
it
you
happened,
having a backup,
I'm here to grow and get better. I'm calling basically for that reason.
You know, we
you guys
in your
have
ass
something I need to figure out in myself.
Hey, T, who's this?
It's fine. I know it's funny. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not
no
girl.
Big deal.
Oh, look. Oh, man.
Listen,
dog. No,
Lamar.
Hey, wait,
no, all jokes are love, though.
Hold on, Lamar.
You can either be the guy who she wants to go around, who she feels comfortable with. Not just mentally, but
yeah.
sexually,
yes.
but physically. Mm. Physically. She wants to show you her skin, her stretch marks, her insecurities.
All that good shit.
She unloads her soul. Listen, she will give you herself on a silver platter, but you have to be that guy. You have to be him.
I know. Yeah.
So you can either be the one she leaves in a hurry and is scared to run, scared and the shit balls and like watch the year. You can either be the guy who she jumps in his arms.
Yeah,
loves to be held by him.
Yeah, why do guys like Lamont think it's negative reinforcement, man? This is game that you're learning, man.
This is positive reinforcement.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that cupcake. Lamont, he thinks we're being negative towards you and say we're saying it's negative reinforcement. It's not. It's if she sees you as weak, you're weak. And when you try to kick
her,
she does, bro. When she freaked the fuck out, right? She freaked out on you. She had to get to the door as fast as she can before you got the napkin.
In the rope. Before you gave that top line.
Yeah, you guys are talking
about it. He said the dog tripped her before she gets out of the house. So she can sprain her ankle.
Sick him, Milo. Sick him.
Oh, dog, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, dog. Hey, Lamont. Hey, dog. Hey, good luck to you, buddy. You're in the wrong room, dog. Get the fuck out of here. But no, when we're saying it, when
she
we're saying
even
it.
Even more.
Oh, what she said? What did she say?
She said, I appreciate your honesty, and I hope we can stay friends. But I totally understand.
No. Write this to her. Ready? Say, I totally understand you. Write this down. I got you.
Word for word, Carl.
I totally understand
you. I got it. I'm following.
Let me know when you're done. I totally understand you.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
But the next time
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel sexy.
Okay.
The next time you want to get turned on.
See, this nigga would have said, bro.
Or have mind-blowing sex.
Whoa.
Or have mind-blowing sex, call me. No, or have mind-blowing sex, call me. Call me. Right. Call me. But other than that, take care. That's it. Don't waste my time. Listen. Say that. You say, listen, I don't like wasting my time if she replies back. But just let her know that real quick. Send that shit to her right now. You ain't going to fuck, but goddamn it, leave with some pride.
And the only reason that it has to end as dirty is because you set yourself up for failure.
Yes.
That's what y'all dudes got to understand. Y'all set yourselves up, excuse me, for failure. She put me in the friend zone. No, the fuck she didn't.
I put myself in. I did it. I know I did.
All right. So now did you send that shit to her?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Be so proud of that shit. Bro. Don't be mad. Look, this was wrong with y'all surface dwellers. Y'all think that we're being mean. Look, man. If you ain't trying to...
Give it like 5 minutes. I'm going to see what she's saying.
Yeah, give it 5 minutes, see what she's saying. Just send that shit to her. Hey, you stay right there, 603. Let us grab this last call. We got you, dog, okay? So hold on. Let's grab this last call, and then we got
you. Let me make a last statement on this. You only become that creep when you become inconsiderate.
Yep.
You pull the curtains down at the last second. Like here, I've been listening to you talk about other guys. You've been crying on my shoulder. You've been consoling me. We've been best friends, great people. No interest, no flirting or nothing. No, nothing. No pressure, nothing from you. And then you pull the curtains at the end. Shazam, I want to fuck. And you ain't even think of just, you know, making it clear, communicating with her, getting consent, talking, being clear, leading her down that path smoothly. You just want to pull the curtain. Shazam, my dick is hard.
Hey,
Ryan.
Right, we'll see what she says. No. I don't know. I can't see.
You're like, yeah, yes. I got. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're funny.
All right, let's bring in the next call. Eric code 31. Stay right there, 603. Hold on. 313, what's your question, man? What's up, man?
So that took a minute. All right, I got to be quick, but it's me again.
All right, it's the last call. What's up? What's up?
But, I just got off the phone with old girl.
Who is this? I don't know who the fuck he is. Who, get off of whatever we talking about.
Y'all ain't hear me?
I said no, get off the phone.
No, what's happening now?
Oh, wait, who? Oh, the girl that I was talking about. The girl.
What happened? Okay,
what girl? The one
he couldn't get his dick hard, I think. It's the one he got scared of the shit.
Yeah. You boy, this the right situation? Huh?
Yeah, this the one you got scared to put.
Oh,
I didn't bet.
Okay, what happened, young man?
I'm trying to tell you. I had to explain it to you who I was again. Bro.
So I
just got off the phone with her, and everything was smooth or whatever. I told her what you told me to tell her about all this stuff or whatever.
Good.
And then... So right now, she is at her friend's house, and blase, we were talking whatever, I was talking, ended up going to the part where she about to take her mama car, and they're about to drive over here and come get me, boom, that's it.
Right now?
You hear me? Hello? Yeah, that's why I said I got to hurry, because they about to come get me right now.
What's your question?
And they both don't even come away. They're trying to leave.
Wait, they want to do it. Young man, relax. Yeah. Do you have any rubbers?
What you mean, relax?
We are right on the
floor. That's what I'm calling. I'm calling relax.
Well,
geez,
they want to come get me. Save me. Hey.
There's no way out of this.
Nah, you ain't got the same. I'm just like, shit. Dude.
It's demon time.
Demon time.
Back against the wall. Shot clock. 2 seconds left on the game. Will he score?
For the crowd.
So you just do it.
Like, that's crazy, bro. They talking about they coming to pick you up now, bro. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's fuck, guys. It's the fuck hour.
You see how ready women be?
They said they was on their way like 10 minutes ago. They live like 17 minutes away. Or like a couple minutes away.
No, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, good luck, dog. Good luck.
All right, man.
Hey, don't be, right. Don't be scared, dog. Hey, this is
how you feel, Carla? What's on your mind, bro? What's on your mind?
Nigga, I'm nervous.
Especially at the church. Especially the screen is down.
Yes, my son. Talk to us, my son.
Oh. Man, bro, they both some bad bitches. So I'm nervous. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't never done that shit like this. Like, I talk to them at school and shit. You know, I be, like, playing with them at school and shit, but, like, in school, I can't do nothing at school type shit, you know?
Right, that's why they're picking you up now.
I know.
You're the guy.
So
you're
shit,
him.
All right.
You either about to do some him shit as a man, or you going to do some bozo
her,
shit.
Some her shit.
It's time to show yourself who you are tonight, who you know you are.
All right.
Now, young man, we're not condoning sex, but we're saying if anything happens, please protect yourself.
Right.
I ain't got no condoms, gang.
Then don't do anything.
Make them go get you.
They
got the cars. They go drive them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do what you got to do, yeah. Hey, no babies. No babies.
I had a question. How am I going to handle two girls in the court? That's my small.
Wait, have you played football, basketball? How do you handle a double team? Or double coverage?
Shit, I play football, but shit.
Well, okay, you got a corner and a safety over the top, so you got to find that sweet spot, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Bet. Oh, shit, hold on, they're calling me. All right, dog.
Wait, they're calling, bring them in, let's hear the conversation. Bring them in?
Oh, shit, hold on.
Yeah, merge it. Oh, he got scared and hung up. Oh, no, hold on. He ain't going to get away that fast. Hold up, fuck up. Hold on. See, y'all, he thought he was cool. Hold on. You know, we're going to see if we can get on that call real quick. Hold on. We're going to see if we can get on that call. You stay right there, 603, because I'm sure that bitch hit you back. Hold on a second. You stay right there, 603. Let's see if we can get on that call. Let's see here. All right. Let's call him back, and let's see if he can merge into that call.
Hello?
Hit merge and put us into the call.
Call no more. She just told me she here. I'm like, I'm bothering outside.
Oh, they outside. Oh, wait, go outside. Let me hear how they sound. Hey, listen. Go out. Listen. Go outside and keep turn on the speaker. We'll be quiet. Go outside. Let's hear how that's going to go in the car. Live on the air. Go. Ready?
You sure about
that? Yeah, we'll be quiet. Go ahead. Go in. Hey, say what's up, ladies? All right, go ahead, have fun. Go. We'll be quiet.
That's it. All right. Hold on, I gotta go turn off my alarm. All right,
your turn off your alarm. Okay, relax. If you gotta pee, go pee. I know you're a little nervous, but yeah, put us on speakerphone and we'll be quiet. 603, don't you say shit. Be quiet, 603.
As long as we can hear you, ain't got to.
Okay, you ready?
You in my pocket.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. We're going to be quiet. Demon time.
Hello?
Got a nigga packing a suitcase.
You can live in a barn.
A horror movie. Oh, no, you didn't. We calling you right back, motherfucker. You don't know. We're going to finish this game. Hold on. I'm going to call his ass back. You're going to put us on that bitch.
I did that boy and just walk outside for feet.
All right, 603, all right, last 603, did she say anything back?
No, I didn't get nothing back.
All right, well, don't be depressed, man. We're about to wrap it up with you. Don't be depressed. It's got to look.
Okay, I called for a reason, so.
I know, it's okay. I just didn't know that you tried to kiss her, trip her, and tie her up and shit. So it's a whole new ball game and shit, so.
Quick question, if you knew that, I told you that, like, what would like, what would have been done differently?
I would have told you the same thing because I don't want you wasting your time. I don't
That's
want
fair.
You to be in
yeah.
a situation where you're always walking on eggshells trying to impress somebody that's not interested in you. We want to push all the chips to the middle of the table. I don't want to waste my fucking time. So either mm-hmm. she's down or she's
yeah.
not. I don't give a fuck. But I don't want to hear all – see, the problem is that she needed you to be that man. When she didn't want to kiss you – see, the thing that flips the woman is when you don't agree with what she's doing without getting mad. See, there's one thing if she mm-hmm. didn't kiss you, you got mad. Like, get the fuck out of my house. I don't appreciate you. That's a little bit creepy, right? But if you were just like, smooth, hey, oh, all right, come on, let's go. Come on, give me your hands. Where are we going? You're leaving. Why am I leaving? Well, because
you're leaving.
Yeah, because you're wasting my time. I don't like to waste my time. Why would I sit here and hang out with you and I could be fucking somebody else? You know, oh, my God, you're such an asshole. Why would you say that? That's what you want without being mean. Right. And if you would have just held your composure and be like, look, well, here's your fuck up. Your fuck up was when you first met her, you walked on eggshells.
That's what I'm saying. You
I
set
did.
Yourself up for failure from the very
I did.
Beginning.
Yeah. I really
pretend?
Did. I know
didn't
I did.
Yeah.
So I was just curious, like, the reason I called was if, like, I could redeem myself. But, you know, things happen. If you don't, you don't. There's always more.
No. Sorry, real quick. You did redeem yourself by putting all the chips in the middle, letting her know you trying to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. And she gave you the friendship thing because here's the bigger problem. Okay, and I'm not trying to be mean, but what is she going to get out of fucking you? Tell us, what is she going to get out of fucking you? What is the benefit?
I mean, I'm great, bro. I'm not gonna be.
Oh my god, I'm about
I'm not
to
gonna
explode
go
inside of that
like,
juicy. Wait, what,
bro? Like, I'm an experience in and of itself. Like, she knows
wait,
it's based on.
Wait, if you were, then why haven't you been fucking right now? Why, when you first met her, you were acting like you were scared of her? If you have experience,
because I made a mistake.
No, with experience doesn't make mistakes, does it? Does experience
okay,
make
no,
mistakes?
No, it doesn't. But here's
right.
Of course, I'm still young. But
no, I don't
want
to hear that bullshit. That's wait. Hey, this bullshit is being brought to you by your favorite box of excuses.
Yeah, yo, he might call back. He said we just got to be quiet.
All right. Hey, look, we will call you. Hey, call back. They can't call. Right, tell
yeah,
him
call us back.
I got to call him. We can't call him up.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to call you. Put your phone on vibrate. Tell him, put his phone on vibrate.
Yeah,
we'll call you.
We'll call in a
yeah.
minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, hold it in your hand so we can hear shit. We
can
hear
it covered. Have it ready to answer.
Yeah.
Just
put it on vibrate and answer, okay? Is he ready?
Wait, give him a second.
All right, let us know when you're ready. Put it on vibrate and hold it out because we can't hear with that shit on your ass cheeks. So hold it in your hand. Hold it in your hand. In your back pocket. Yeah, we all like this and shit.
Yeah.
So let us know. Just, you ready? On vibrate? Let us know.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. We'll be quiet. Here we go.
You said to be quiet as soon as he answers.
Please leave your message for...
Are you What part of answer your fucking phone? Motherfucker, answer your phone. And we're going to do it again. God damn it, man, you surface-ass dwellers. Pick your shit up. It's us.
Kevin, that guy trolling, bro.
Please leave your message.
You got, yeah. See, he bullshitting. He's scary, yeah, motherfucker. He lying, bitch. All right, anyway, so 603, do you understand what we're saying to you, brother?
Yeah, I understand. Although, I need to ask this question.
Sure.
I've realized that this doesn't happen to me with all women. Like, there's somewhere.
Yeah, it says the guy that sucks one dick says, hey, I don't do it all the time, but go ahead, brother. What's up?
No. I'm serious, because, like, it doesn't always happen, but I guess sometimes, or, I mean, I'm new, I'm learning, so, like, I have to learn to, like, I find myself in a certain frame or mindset that,
sure.
Well, like, when I'm feeling a certain type of...
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, say I can't fuck, I can't eat pussy, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, I need help. That's all you got to say. Be honest.
Okay, I just need help. I do. I really do.
Well, no. I can't fuck. I can't even put.
I
don't know
fuck.
How to kiss. Right. There you go. Right. Now, good.
Okay.
Now, that's the first step. That's the first step of being honest with yourself. That's why you need us. Because when pussy came your way, you were like, oh, my God, let me just hang out with her. And hopefully one day when Muffin is playing with her, I'll just try to get behind her. I don't have the chloroform with me, but I'll try to kiss her. Now, you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine, bro. It's okay. I'm okay.
How many months, real quick, before we let you go, how many months have you wasted? How long have you known this person for?
I've known, like, we didn't start talking, like, actually talking for, like, it's been, like, a month and a half.
You've
I got her number a long time ago.
Why do you hate yourself?
When I was in a relationship. Huh?
Well, why did you get her number? Why don't you just give her yours? Call me, baby.
She took down my number, wanted to talk to me about it. I had a girlfriend.
Talk to you about what? Talk to you about what?
Bro, she was just interested in getting to know me. I didn't even go out of my way. Like,
we
live in the same building.
Oh, my God, man. I don't understand why y'all play food. These women, look, she's mad at a taekwondo, and she just needs someone to feel good about herself, so she found you.
No, this is crazy, bro.
All right, so we're going about to let you go. So we're about to wrap it up. But, hey, man, look, hey, I'm proud of you. Your nuts dropped a little bit. They still sliding a little bit down. Just be patient.
Okay, we'll get them to drop completely.
By being the student, you got to get the 1-on-1 coaching with Taekwondo on a personal level. It is not going to work. I tell my clients that the same thing I'm telling you. You cannot know game by learning from a YouTube show. We've got to get personal. There are things that I'm going to ask.
I call Ty.
Okay, well, you got to call him again. You got to call him again and again and again. Did you go to college? Did you go to college?
No, I stopped going to college. I'm a business owner.
Okay, wait. You did go to college though, right?
Yeah, I was going for computer science.
Right. Did you go for free?
No, I didn't. That's actually part of the reason I stopped going.
Right. Well, you had to pay for that shit, right?
Yeah, I had, even with, like,
so anything
school up, and, like,
anything of value, you have to pay. Anything of value, you have to pay.
Is there value I have to pay?
Anything that has value, you're going to have to pay. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Comes
with a
cost.
Sure. I completely agree.
So you must invest in thyself if you want to have.
Yeah,
I do, bro.
That's why I'm here. I pay time. Like,
bro,
I joined the dojo, whatever, way before you.
But why do you call me bro? Like, we, like, why do you say that? I'm not a bro.
Okay,
like,
my bad.
Like me calling you dude or something.
Okay, my bad. We just use different lingo. My bad. My apologies.
Yeah. You talking to shit, yeah, bro.
All right.
That's it, man.
All right, man. So we're going to go let you go, bro, or friend, or dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, uncle, I'll just call you uncle.
All right, that's good, nephew. You call me uncle. I'll be your black uncle and shit, okay?
Yeah, we're bros.
All right, man. I'll be back, man. All right, peace out, brother. We love you, 603. Thank you. All right, T, that was another great episode and show, another long one. That
Six and a half,
but we answered all the questions. We did it.
All of them, man. We do this shit for real, man.
We do this shit.
Michelle goes tapping the Steve content with a man mindset, man. The grinder, consistent. All deep shit, man.
Thank you. And, hey, check out my boy Taekwondo's just as deep, brother. We deep, too deep, motherfucking spin game. And I see that. Game just goes. We could go this shit for hours. That's what I'm saying. It's in us. That's why we can go on forever and ever and ever, man. So, yes, absolutely. Look at that. You see, woke up, y'all still doing the show. Look at that shit. See that? Yeah. Wake the fuck up and you see.
Always. You go to sleep, we still going to be working.
We still
working. You might not see it. It might not be on camera. It might be in your girl's bedroom. But we on a different camera.
Yeah, but...
Working on a different camera. Right.
And action. Wait, put that ass over that way. In action. Yeah, good girl.
Yeah, we were doing another show. Girl, bedroom.
That's his best. Yeah. Yes, guys.
All right, Steve, man. Let's wrap it up.
All right,
let's wrap this shit up, man.
We out, man. Demon time. We'll see y'all next week, guys. We out. Peace.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, man. That's it.
Man,
we
killed
out.
That shit today.
As well, man. Great.
Six
fucking
and a
show.
Half, bro.
That's a dog. We kicking ass, motherfucker. That's what we. How many did you have in your room, man? How many?
Yo, you know what? Yo, Steve, you want no time, man? That girl. Your shit ended, right?
Yeah, wait. Let me turn off the. Wait. Let me turn off the. Oh, no. Yeah, let me turn this shit off. Hold on. 2 seconds, my nigga. Hold on. Let me turn off. Hold on. Let me turn off some shit. All right. End call.